What's poppin'? We're heading into the weekend with the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsIndeed.com studios. Yes, it's the Friday show. And I'll quickly mention the Drew and Mike store is open, DrewandMikeStore.com, with show merch available. Are we moving any merch?
No, everyone needs to go buy some. We're not moving anything.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious. Yeah, some stuff is selling. We could sell more, though.
Is the 5/8 shirt, did my plea ever help that baseball
shirt? You know, I haven't
checked. I've seen a bunch of those around.
That's a cool shirt.
5/8 shirts.
I like it.
I just wondered if the 5/8 was actually injuring its marketability.
I don't think so. Everyone loves the 5/8.
Well, we got a long way to go. It's been a weird day today, but we are on Facebook Live. Yes, we are. And it's brought to you by GrowGreen MI, the store where commercial growers choose to shop. They're not two stoners in a hydro store like the other guys, but rather a staff of over 40 experts ready to help you succeed. Whether you're just starting out growing at home or have a Class A facility, these guys can help at GrowGreen MI with insane deals like bags of Ocean Forest for $10, Hortilux 1,000-watt bulbs for $55, and the lowest prices in the state on all the beneficial insects you need to keep your garden pest-free. They're intense because they want you to do a good job. The world's largest hydro store on M36 in Whitmore Lake or online at GrowGreenMI.com. Okay. And let's see. What do we bet on? Is there a line on whether Antonio Brown will be suspended or exempted?
I haven't seen a line or anything, but...
Have you checked my bookie?
Brandon checked it yesterday.
Nothing?
And there wasn't one.
I think it's a really interesting bet, honestly.
You don't know. I mean, what is the NFL supposed to do?
Well,
are they going to suspend everybody anytime there is a civil case of sexual assault or rape against a player?
Well, here's
now you're going to set that precedence.
Now they're planning on him being available to play.
Here's where I think Antonio Brown is different. His behavior is off the charts, horrific. Calling a general manager a cracker, saying he's going to violently, well, he said he was going to punch him in the face, so he's threatening violence. Recording phone calls. Then we have the tweet where he wants someone raped in the ass.
And fire.
Then we have...
The
civil case, which is now being investigated in Pittsburgh, by the way, so that may become a criminal case.
Yeah.
And him acknowledging via text that he blew a load on her back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds... I don't want to be a square here, but that just sounds like non-consensual activity to me.
Yeah, no, that's...
So if you're the NFL, you're going to suspend him? Put him on the non-exempt list? I don't know.
I think it's a very tricky... It is tricky, but I think that he is... I don't think he's really a borderline misbehavior. I think he's pretty well turned the NFL upside down.
I agree with
that.
And
if he were not a superstar wideout, we wouldn't even be talking about it.
You know what's going to happen, though, and it'll really make you mad.
He'd probably be cut. He'd be cut. If he was a half-ass player, he'd be cut. You couldn't tell the GM you're going to punch him in the face. You couldn't call him a cracker. You couldn't be recording a phone call of your coach and playing it on social media.
Yeah, no, he'd have
been. And you couldn't be blowing loads on girls' backs and bragging about it in a text message, which has now been made public.
And translated now.
I don't know if it's good business for the NFL to start banning guys based on their text, though, or...
It's not his text message. It's that he's acknowledging what she said. She said she non-consensually had an orgasm on her back, and that sounds like a sexual assault to me. That he, as far as I'm concerned, he's saying he did it.
Get ready for Hulk Drew. He's in a union and he's allowed due process.
Well, sure he is, but
that's why
the NFL can't say, look, we're going to pay him. But we're not going to put him on the field right now.
So that would be the non-exempt commissioner's list. Now, the problem with that is his contract has bonuses based on performance, and you got to believe that powerful union would probably say, hey, he couldn't reach his performance bonuses. That's if he's found innocent in the civil trial.
Well,
it's a messy issue for the NFL.
It is messy.
And I don't know what side you err on.
And you know what? They always err on the side of the great player. generally speaking, until there's a yes. video or there's some absolute proof beyond him acknowledging in a text message, they generally will err on the side of the outstanding player. So I guess maybe it's not such a great bet. Oh, by the way, Brandon, how did No Filter talk about AB today?
Yeah, we talked about Antonio Brown. We actually talked with Braylon Edwards today regarding Antonio Brown, which is a good source. The guy has lived that life in the NFL as a wide receiver, and he made some really good points on it. I'll let people listen to the latest edition of No Filter, but essentially he believes that AB needs to learn how to turn off the brand for the better of the team. So,
turn off the brand?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown is a brand. He feels like he is more than football, but as Braylon Edwards tells us, football is bigger than Antonio Brown.
Well, the brand doesn't exist without football.
Exactly.
Wait, how does he have a brand if he's going the Patriot way? Because that's its own brand, isn't it?
Well, so is TB12. That's a great brand.
You can't supersede the Patriot
way, can you? I don't
know.
TB12 has.
He's quite big on social media.
TB is TB.
He's
different.
Just loves posting very personal things.
Tom Brady had a pretty good game the other night, right?
I don't know. I was never a fan of Antonio Brown going back to, well, let's see, I guess the Facebooking live of his team's post-game celebration without anyone knowing he was doing it. I thought that was incredibly selfish. Skipping the last game of the season because I don't know. I still don't know why. Why did he miss the last game?
Because he was mad Juju Schuster-Smith got more balls thrown to him.
Okay. I mean, not a great team player.
Not at all.
And then there's throwing his furniture off the balcony and almost hitting a three-year-old because
mm-hmm.
he was mad at a girl.
And there's that.
And he's got five kids, I guess. I'm sure he's a great father. I'm triggered by Antonio Brown. I guess this is the new normal, you know, wearing $350,000 watches.
It's not the new normal. That's not him. That's Odell.
Well, it is the new normal. Kareem Hunt's going to be playing in, what, 8 games? But
it's not the new normal. You know, players got in trouble back in the day. It's just ever since Ray Rice, the NFL has decided, we are judge and jury, and we decide who is suspended. It's created a total mess for him because it's totally arbitrary. They just make up the rules as they go along.
Well, what the NFL used to do, though, was they say, oh, well, it looks like the court didn't do anything, so we're not going to do anything. He got his due process, like Greg Hardy. You know,
exactly.
the girl was so intimidated by him, she wouldn't testify. And after he appealed, even though a jury had said he's absolutely guilty of domestic violence, he couldn't have been more guilty. For some reason, it was appealed, and the girl wouldn't testify, and so, oh, hey, let him back, let him play.
I think since Ray Rice, the NFL...
They err on the side of the superstar.
I think the NFL has realized since Ray Rice, the fans really don't care. They just want their guys on the field.
Well, Ray Rice, there was a video of him beating punching.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a violent, violent video. Until then, it was like, oh, it's just a little disagreement. No big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe Mixon, too, but that was at the collegiate level.
Okay, second down and nine.
And then, what's the other one? Oh, Kareem Hunt. Yeah, she called him the N-word. And, you know, it's funny how we always believe these wonderful players because they're such great people and they can take the ball from A to Z so quickly and they can dodge people. So they should always be believed when there's a dispute with a female, in that case, a female that he assaulted because we saw the video. And then he's so sorry that we've got to let him back in the league after...
it's clear what needs to happen. The Kareem Hunts, the Antonio Browns, all these guys just need to join the XFL.
Yeah.
Where that and stuff would be allowed.
With Andrew Luck.
Tyreek Hill, there's another wonderful guy.
Get Greg Hardy back on there.
Wouldn't that be great if the XFL just took all these problem players?
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
I can't think of many organizations or companies where Antonio Brown would last more than 5 minutes,
no,
besides the NFL.
And be sort of allowed to be outside of the law with, you know.
And you know, not even outside of the law in some cases.
He's not outside of the law.
I don't think that you can.
What is he outside of the law?
Well, throwing furniture at three-year-olds.
Yeah. Finally.
Why are you putting me in the position of defending him?
I don't know why you're defending him. I really don't.
I'm not defending him, but I'm sure if it was, wasn't there a criminal charge against him in that case?
I believe there
was.
It's not
like being in the NFL makes him absolute from the law.
But, you know, let's let's remember Jeffrey Epstein and what his great powers, he has great financial powers. Antonio Brown has great athletic powers and financial powers. And I'm sure I would imagine there have been a few busy lawyers who've been helping him, you know, keep his game going.
Sure. Drew Rosenhaus.
Okay, second down and nine.
I agree.
Drew Rosenhaus was on ESPN saying that this is a money grab.
Do the Patriots actually – has anyone answered the question? Did the Patriots know this civil rape case was on the way?
Doesn't sound like it.
He was accused, not charged.
Thank you, Juice.
So the tent's over there, and maybe they read the text messages and they felt that, you know, that's nothing wrong with this person. He's perfectly nice individual.
Did you see the emails from people that went to Central? There were a few of them.
Yeah.
One who was there while AB was there.
Yeah, I felt bad for this guy. I know exactly how he feels because I remember when Michael Vick at Virginia Tech, you know, the guy who everybody's, look at what Michael Vick's done for our school. And all of a sudden it's like, wah, wah, all out the window.
I know. Michigan's never had that.
Neither is Bowling Green.
No, athletes never let you down. They're just, it's just all good. Let's see, where is that email?
Who is the worst Falcon? Like, I always point to Kaczynski, Ted Kaczynski.
Wait, Ted Kaczynski wasn't a Falcon?
No, I'm from Michigan.
Just an infamous person
who was a criminal.
Falcon?
Is there someone that went to Bowling Green that is a murderer or was?
Maybe I'm the most infamous.
Did Brian Sipe ever murder anybody?
I don't think so.
Did Brian Sipe? He went to Bowling Green, didn't he? I don't know.
Who's the guy?
Ruzioni went to.
Oh, did he?
I think so. Went to Bowling Green.
Who's the basketball star that was such a Wolverine disappointment?
All of them? Wait, who? Chris Webber?
Yeah. I mean, he's. Oh, Romeo Robinson.
The guy that made the winning free throws. He won us a championship, so.
Yeah. And bankrupted his mother. And went to jail for stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from people. Yeah, he has mother who adopted him.
Yes.
Yeah, and she adopted, I want to say she fostered like 50 kids in his home.
She did.
And he had her co-sign something and she lost her home because he hornswoggled his adopted mother. Yeah, he's a piece of work. He's out now, I think. I believe he's out of prison. Here's the CMU Dave who said, now I feel like I wasted 4 years. Antonio Brown's mastery of the English language makes me want to ask for my money back since I also spent several years at CMU actually trying to earn my degrees. JRN with an English minor, so double whammy instead journalism. Instead of just showing up and probably pulling it out like AB. Ooh moment, actually crossed paths with AB on several occasions. I wrote for the student newspaper and covered the football team in 09, his final year there, he was an arrogant prick even back then. Oh, surprise.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Here's, you know, this is a little off topic here, but Jason sent something. When you purchase any firearm, there's a long list of questions you have to answer. One of which is, have you ever been diagnosed with a mental impairment? If the answer is yes, you cannot buy the gun. I can't see how I'm purchasing this gun is not a felony. I don't know. He bought an assault weapon. A bunch of guns. Yeah, Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
But he acknowledged being schizophrenic and bipolar, which, you know, if you're medicated.
But he also acknowledged not taking his medicine sometimes.
Yes, he did. And also taking medicine he's not supposed to take quite frequently. And when asked
That's
why
a good risk, though.
When asked why he needed an assault weapon, he deferred to his mother. And
then he used the example that his dad once saved him from a bunch of pirates.
Where's that story, by the way? I don't remember ever hearing his father shot a bunch of people with an assault weapon?
Pirates.
Cool.
He sat on a boat. His father apparently killed a bunch of people.
Well, he's a schizophrenic, though.
Which father? Oh, boy.
Go home to mommy.
Well,
at least you're getting those types of emails. I keep getting all these 9/11 truther emails.
Well, you're a conspiracy expert now, so. I haven't even gotten into what a weird day it's been already, but first I'll just mention, okay, so there's no AB bet yet. And the story continues to be fascinating because now what does this team do who seemingly will do anything to win the Super Bowl? Do they need to do this?
No, they
is
don't
this
need
worth
they
it?
Don't, they don't need them.
This was sort of, it almost seemed like it was unfair when they signed him.
They already have Edelman and Gordon. They'll be fine at
once. Although they gave up Demaryius Thomas. Yeah. Come on, man.
But he was a shell of his former self. They'll sign some scrub off the streets and he'll become a pro bowler.
Yeah. I think who never played football.
You're probably right.
Lacrosse, like the other white guy.
No, they'll pick up some Lion cast off and he'll catch 90 balls.
Titus Young.
Yeah.
Titus Young. I like that.
That's funny.
Anyway, here's what you can do. You can go on MyBookie if you want to bet on games, which people love to do that.
They have a fun casino, too.
You bet, you win, they pay. Yeah, somebody seems to be having a little too much fun over there. I'm wondering when it's going to turn south.
Who, Brandon?
I don't know, maybe. Brandon only makes locks.
I saw a roulette wheel spinning earlier.
Is that so? And what? Whose account is that on?
Yours. But
why is a roulette wheel spinning on my account now?
I was up like $60, man. It's all right.
Well, and where do you stand now?
Oh, about $12 under. So I apologize for that. I'm going to make it back.
Well, he's going to double it.
What's the lock that's going to get my $12 back?
Oh, Devin Singletary. That's going to get you a couple hundred dollars.
That lock's already making up for another loss.
Yeah, the Lions Super Bowl win bet.
All right. Meanwhile, Mark's killing it over here. He placed, what, third place?
Fourth. I made it fourth in the blackjack tournament.
Yeah, so he won some big old money.
You made it fourth? You were 10th last time.
Oh, that's the new tournament. I might have a problem. Look at this. Free to enter.
Look at the gains in net worth going on with MyBookie. Not to mention the live in-game betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you got perks? What, you guys have health insurance and stuff through MyBookie?
Maybe.
You know about that.
I don't win enough.
You can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Up to a $1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit. Use promo code DREW to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the pronoun, the promo code DREW, DREW, when creating your account to claim the bonus bet. Paid.
Yeah.
The promo code. Okay.
It's great we have power today.
Yes, we did lose power today. It was not raining one drop. The winds seemed absolutely... Brandon, there was no breeze at all.
No. Nothing.
But it rained a lot yesterday and overnight, so...
So the system just was overwhelmed by last night's rain.
Yeah, so they had to shut somebody down.
Right in the middle of No Filter, we were talking to Braylon Edwards. We were about 10 minutes into it, and then gone.
DTE just hates this studio.
And can I just say this? If there's a show that had to be interrupted by a power outage, that was not the show I would want it to be. I was stunned at the panic level.
Very smooth when it came back.
Eli was on a tight schedule. Denny needs to get home. Denny's kind of on a weird schedule where he can only be away from home for a certain period of time to take care of his wife. And then Bob's over in New York. He has no idea what's going on as soon as we go dark. So
everyone was in a great mood because of it.
I have no idea. In fact, Braylon was talking mid-sentence. It was kind of like Righteous Rick getting just cut off with the egg timer.
But Braylon, I heard half of the Braylon interview because I was on my way here and Brandon texted and said, there's no power. I'm like, all right, going home. But then it came back within an hour.
Yeah.
And when I got here, it was very quiet down here. It was just Denny and Brandon.
We made it happen.
Yeah, it just didn't sound very easy, and then there seemed like a lot more work afterwards than was necessary, in my opinion.
Yeah, well.
They're sticklers. I think
it's worth it.
That's why they do a good job, because they really care. I wish they didn't care quite so much today, but that's okay. Because what I did was I darted out to go assault the buffet with Maz.
Whoa.
At the Tiger game. Probably my last
buffet. It's nice of Maz to invite you. It's nice of him to do that.
It was great. And... we went down there, and we thoroughly assaulted the buffet. I tweeted out a picture of Maz at the buffet.
Yeah,
he had no idea I was taking a picture of him. He was so focused on the buffet.
He really was in that picture.
And I realized how easily he could lose his wedding ring because he is so focused on the food.
Lay up there. I'm starving.
I had a question about that photo, too. I'm going to find it.
While you're looking, I'll tell you another.
I kind of want something other day.
Something else incredible. They got rained out on Wednesday night. So they announced that if you have tickets for Thursday's game, which was the game the buffet assault took place at, that the makeup game would be immediately following it, which is rare in baseball. Usually it's, they're hours apart.
Yeah.
and that your ticket for the first game, you could stay for the second game. So he can assault the buffet again, and he was considering it.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my. He's
probably going to ask for takeout bags, too.
I think, why don't we just open the Hall Financial Hotline quickly and find out if he's still down there? Because if he's still there now, I would say the new buffet will be coming out. They said 30 minutes after game one.
When does game two start?
30 minutes after game one. And I don't, I would assume game one is, I just think we need to open the Hall Financial Hotline and get Matt on the phone. We can find out if this could happen. He is by himself, though, but they're playing the Yankees, so he's very happy.
He's I bet you $1 million he went to the press box and said hi to a bunch of people.
Well, that's what I mean. There's so much for him to do, I mean, for him to do in his world. Plus, he's got to find his wedding ring at some point, or look for it, or report it missing, so they can turn the stadium upside down.
Why does he keep losing it?
We don't know. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com if you want to refi with Hall Financial and save yourself some money. I got a feeling he's still there.
Hey, Drew.
Maz!
What's up?
Are you still... Wait! It doesn't sound like you're at the...
I'm sitting in the seats, relaxing, watching them manicure the field.
Oh, it sounds so quiet.
It is. There's like 12 people in the stadium.
Wait, there were a lot of people at the first game. I mean, considering, I thought
it's empty.
Really? Nobody sticking around for game?
Here, there's more people up here in the club than there are in the stadium.
Yeah, the Champions Club was very active. By the way, I thought the buffet was fantastic. Maz, did you get into the waffles? They had waffles.
I know. I didn't do the waffles today. I wasn't in a breakfast mood, but love everything else, though, as you know.
Oh, absolutely. Did you enjoy the
pizza? What's up?
Pizza
breakfast.
Pizza comes out in the fifth inning. Did you partake?
Oh, God, yeah. You know, pizza is my passion. You know that.
From waffles to pizza?
Yeah, what'd you eat?
Well, he skipped the waffles, but you were into the chicken. They had some great meat. They had some ribeye steak.
I know. They took care of us today. I can't wait to see what the next buffet is. I didn't eat dessert. I saved room for the second course.
Okay, so there's going to be a second buffet assault.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think what we should do is maybe we should call back. Do you think they'll be there in an hour?
I probably won't, Drew, because Barry's playing a soccer game, and I got to get to a game.
Wait, soccer could take preference over a second buffet assault? You don't even know what's on the buffet yet.
I know. I'll give it a look. Maybe I'll change my mind.
All right, Maz. We'll see. Any highlights? Who won the game, by the way? Might as well get some
Yankees
results.
Won it 10-4. It was like a four-hour debacle.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like a good game to watch.
So 43 wins. What, 19 to go? So they'll probably lose 110 at least.
Did Mickey do anything?
He had a double at the end. They took him out for a runner. So he did okay.
He had a hit in the first inning, too. So.
Yeah.
Any bombs for the Tigers?
Yeah, there was a guy that I can't even pronounce his name. He hit a home run in the eighth. I really do not know this team. I do not.
I don't know it as well as I should either. All right, Maz. Well, that was fun. Maybe we can get in. Maybe we can get in one more assault before the season's over. We'll see.
I hope so, man. I hope so. Hope all you right. guys have a great show.
Thanks for the tickets.
All right. Thank
see you. See you, Maz.
See you, bud.
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
There's no one there in that stadium but him.
What an embarrassing team. When I'm going to the movies, I take up seven rows because I'm fat, I'm bad. Come on, really, really fat. You know I'm fat, I'm bad. Who are they? Who the fuck was he? I'm bad. Come on, really, really you know. Don't you call me pudgy, portly, or stout. Just tell me once again who's fat. Your mouth says no, but your fat gut says yes. There were a lot of people at the game. Really?
Yankees. I mean, I just assume, you know, when the Yankees come to town,
I
it's
suppose,
still
yeah.
kind of a big deal, strange as that might be. Trudy, can you handle something? This is important, too.
Of course,
it's not
man.
Just your average read.
No problem.
As people can have dinner with us.
Oh, my God, that's
in October. Yeah, that was the official announcement yesterday.
Right.
We had fun last year, too.
I don't want it, but I want to see someone eat it.
Well, in that case... Why did I end the song?
Why not?
Yeah.
Maz will be there assaulting something.
Right. Sun Forks. Kicking off a fabulous Drew and Mike listener dinner on Friday, October 11th. Three lucky couples are going to get to enjoy a delicious Mexican feast with Drew and the podcast crew at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. Warning. Not warning, but winning this coveted prize is easy. Head to Zot4, drop your name in the hat, and three lucky couples will be drawn at random. Plus, if you buy or lease a new vehicle from Zot4 during the contest, you'll double your chances to win. Shouldn't you get, like, unlimited Mesa if you buy?
You would think.
I should not go off script.
I don't know. Maybe maybe there can be some.
Double your chances to win.
Can there? Yeah, can you enter fun. For a free lunch? Just throwing it out.
My
there, Steve.
Used to love to get a chili relleno there.
I mean, I think Steve and I have about 22% vote on that.
Oh, okay.
Alternate prize.
You get Matt in, right? For sure.
And these entries are Holly, correct?
Yes.
Zot Ford
and Holly.
Holly.
So be sure to let the hottest sales staff in Oakland County know that you're a listener so that they can double your chances to win. Hurry, dinner is October 11th, so you got to get that in there. Get up to Holly and check it out because they're our friends and studio sponsors at Zot Ford, and they're bringing the ridiculous deals to Drew and Mike fans. Zot Ford's fall clearance event has four new trucks and SUV models that you can lease below $100 a month. That's correct. During Zot Ford's fall clearance event, you can lease a new 19 Ford EcoSport, Escape, Edge, or F-150, all below $100 a month. They're not watered down rides, boys and girls. These bad boys are loaded with all the creature comforts you're looking for. See details and their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
That's what I'm going to drive.
And dinner will not be watered down either.
Oh, God, no.
That's going to be a feast.
No, it never is.
So, you might want to. Yeah, when you're signing up for the dinner, they might like you to look at one of those cars. I mean, you don't have to. Just saying.
Well, I mean, you would go up there and want to do it all, correct?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I mean, buying a car for a chance at dinner, it's reasonable. Yeah,
you can also hang out and sit in the massage chairs and eat the popcorn.
Yeah.
And all that.
And then you can arrange your LASIK surgery, too, with Dr. Yaldo, as we've sent a lot of people over there, a lot of happy people who are bragging about their amazing vision. We may have that see off. Has Eli commented on the see off yet?
Is he aware of the see off?
I don't know.
He's hiding. Client, yeah.
He should be. He might be intimidated because Dave is
really. Me off. No, see off.
Oh.
Me off.
Dave's talking some trash, saying that after his one-year checkup, after getting the multifocal implants, he's got 20/15 vision both near and far, as they tested him specifically. So he's better than perfect, which Eli claims to be, but no comment on the see-off yet. There's a lot of noise out there about low-priced LASIK, but then you go out there and you find out what the real price is. Dr. Yaldo promises to beat any LASIK offer you get. So I don't know. I see that as kind of a challenge.
Sure.
If you just want the regular LASIK, you can do that. And those people, so many end up like Dave, seeing better than 20/20, even in the LASIK department, and the multifocal implant department, too, if you have issues with near and far vision. There you go. Takes care of all of it. And Dr. Yaldo promises to beat any LASIK offer you get. And it is true. People do make these promises, and then you find out, well, that doesn't include. So he just wants you to know that. You will be competitive with anybody. Get the best, pay the least. The evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Over, what is it, like 50,000 served?
Yeah. Got to be that by now.
You should have a big sign.
Like definitely.
Like McDonald's used to have.
That you can see from far away.
Exactly. Yeah, they should have it really small.
Oh, that's right.
So the see-off people. Yeah. See-off. Yeah. Something sounds creepy see-off, about a yeah. see-off, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's S-E-E, not the letter C.
Me off.
Yeah. You know, I'm excited to hear a little clip or two of Bill Burr because I know I'm going to love this Netflix special. And I haven't seen it, so I kind of saved it for the weekend.
It's really good. It's called Paper Tiger.
Cool.
And he filmed it in London. You want to play a piece now?
You know, hang on just a minute. Because I just want to get to one more thing. I saw this, and I was so stunned to hear, you know, it seems no matter what you bring up, I mean, you found yourself arguing on behalf of Antonio Brown. That had to feel
not
strange.
Not really, but.
Well,
I don't know
what kind of jerk is this guy?
I don't know if he should be suspended yet.
I won't get started up again.
It's tough.
I think I've run down the list enough times already. Kobe Bryant is coaching basketball.
Oh, okay.
He's coaching 7th grade girls. And apparently his team came in 4th place in some tournament. And he posted something, a picture of him with his team. These girls are 12.
Yeah.
And, you know, they look 12. It says 4th place. And these aren't, you know, like he recruited all the best 12-year-olds and they're all like 6'3". No, they just look like regular 12-year-old girls. And he posts the picture, 4th place winner's picture, LOL, as in, you know, winner's 4th place. I guess that's funny that we're not really winners, I suppose.
Guess we can't cheer for that team.
And we all know how competitive Kobe Bryant is, and it's certainly one of his best qualities, but this is not him. These are 12-year-old girls. So he says 6 of the kids, this is posted to his 20 million followers, 20 million followers. 6 of the kids in this picture stand with me and worked every single day to get better. The 7th player, not in pick, missed the game for a dance recital, so that should tell you where her focus was at this time.
He's a tough coach, man.
He is trashing a 12-year-old girl to 20 million followers.
Hey, she, he didn't name her. She should have taken her sport a little more seriously.
Wouldn't precedence over dance recital for Kobe Bryant? We're never going to get coached by him before.
Kobe Bryant's just a dad who's coaching. I realize he's Kobe Bryant.
It's Kobe Bryant.
All the NBA fans, but these are 12-year-old girls playing basketball, and guess what? This one 12-year-old girl likes dance better than basketball. I guess. Yeah, I mean, that's my assumption.
Come on, kick her off the team, Kobe.
She's 12 years old. Does she really need to be called out? I mean, he's really calling her out. I wonder how many times Kobe Bryant called out a teammate for something in an event like this. I mean,
he's called out teammates before.
He has, but most players tend to defend their teammates when someone suggests something. He is going out of his way to call out a 12-year-old girl for missing the game for a dance recital, so that should tell you where her focus was at this time. He is trashing a 12-year-old girl.
Did you see his updated version of it, though?
No, I did not.
So meaning she enjoyed dance more than ball, which is fine, which is what he wrote before. And then he wrote, now she eats, sleeps, and breathes the game.
Oh, is that
right? Because he's such a great coach. He's taught her to love basketball.
Yeah.
What about her missing the game and showing everyone?
That's air he breathes.
That's on her.
He also said this about like right after that loss when they placed 4th place.
I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Yeah, well, maybe if she played, they wouldn't have been 4th.
Maybe he treats everybody equally, teammates, former Lakers, and 12-year-old girls.
But these are 12-year-old girls.
He's a demanding coach.
Egalitarian.
I mean, if you want a soft coach where everyone gets a ribbon, fine.
Kobe. Well, that's good for you. That's kind of how they do it now. So I guess I'm...
Yeah, Kobe's trying to change the game.
They get a 4th-place trophy.
He's trying to toughen these girls up.
Here's what, first of all, even in a non-soft world, I think for a 12-year-old girl, I mean, for a 12-year-old boy, it would be bad, too. And, okay, call me sexist, but to call it a 12-year-old girl...
Why not?
I think that's a little harsh, more than a little harsh. And I was, and I should never be shocked by this, I was shocked to hear people defending Kobe Bryant. I swear to God.
Yeah. He's a great coach. I mean, did you see his other Instagram where he said 2 years ago we lost to the same team 22-21. He has all the girls are very excited because they beat that team 115-27. What a great coach.
115-27.
Yeah, he destroyed them. They beat them last year. Same exact team. Beat them 2 years ago. I feel like Kobe must have played in that game. How did they win 115-27? Did he insert it? Was he wearing a wig and he inserted himself?
I think when it's, you know.
Jumped another 81 on him.
When it's 80-20, you kind of call off the dogs and.
Never.
Come on,
man. You're soft. You're part of the problem.
I guess so. No, honestly, I seriously watched this story discussed, and I saw people defending. This is on TMZ today. Kanye, and his name isn't Kanye. Maz calls him Kanye.
And
a couple other people on the show were defending Kobe Bryant. I was just really stunned because, and Harvey was stunned too.
We don't know the whole story. We don't know. Maybe that girl, maybe she was a problem on the team too, and this was his way of motivating her. Maybe she's motivated her by harsh words.
I suspect the girl who's 12 is overscheduled, like a lot of parents say, busy, busy, busy. We do this, we do this, we do this, we do that. And this, guess what? Two of the busy things conflicted with one another, and she happens to love dance more than she likes basketball.
She quit the team.
So
that's what he's saying.
Isn't this issue with the 12-year-old's parents?
Yeah, but that's what he was saying. It just shows where her heart is. It's with dance. There's nothing wrong with that. See, these other people are reading it like, well, come on, who would miss basketball for dance?
It's not just basketball.
I'm
it's
not
a
sure who's
coached by Kobe Bryant.
I'm not sure who's joking and who's being serious here.
He said that that should show you where her focus was at the time, and it was with dance, and that's fine. That's how I'm reading it. Kobe's cool with it.
That's not real. I'll just reread it again. Six of the kids in this picture stand with me and worked every single day to get better. The seventh player, not in the picture, missed the game for a dance recital, so that should tell you where her focus was at this time.
Yeah, it was in the dance.
Not on basketball.
And that's totally fine. That was on dance.
Yeah. I don't
that's why she's not in the picture. He's just trying to say that's why she's
I think
not in the
he was trying to tell his 20 million Twitter followers that he's got a 12-year-old who is a POS and let her team down because she put her stupid dance recital first.
I don't know. He updated it saying, meaning she enjoyed dance more than ball, which is fine. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Honestly, is what the caption says now.
Who's her dance coach, I wonder? Is it somebody important?
Brushnikov? That's the only dancer I can name.
But then he posted a video of himself dancing at 12 years old, and this thing has led to some really great memes.
Oh, really?
Really funny memes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Just of people like Gordon Ramsay getting angry at somebody and the scared straight kids. Just really funny
stupid stuff.
The internet reacts.
This outrage is right up there. Did you see the outrage about Melania's coat?
No.
Melania.
What?
Melania, yeah. Do you know more than one
coat.
Melania? I'll show you. It's at the beginning.
No,
of,
I just didn't. Melania's coat.
Yeah.
What, did she have a message on the back
Very
again?
Very disrespectful for 9/11. Very. I mean, I'm appalled. I'm
what
angry.
Happened to with the coat?
Yeah, Lenny Dykstra also. Lenny Dykstra pointed out that on 9/11, kids born on the day of the terrorist event are now legal. Girls born on 9/11/2001.
Lenny,
did
you see what he blamed it on?
What?
A social media intern. I have a social media intern.
Hold the cavalry.
Wait, there's a social media intern working for Lenny Dykstra
no.
that thinks as in such a twisted way as he does.
Oh, if that's the case, he should be hired and they should remove the intern.
There is no social media intern that was thinking, hey, kids born on that terrible terrorist day in 2001 are legal now.
That's funny. Brandon and I, you and I saw it like right after he tweeted
we just
it.
Kind of scoffed it
off. We're just like, oh, Lenny, really? You're gonna, you know, you just knew. It wasn't in the, for some reason, it's only been 18 years.
It's oh, not it's really not a tone. Big, you know, I'm sure.
Well, now this Melania thing, yeah, this is outrageous.
Okay, I'm
you're
ready.
You're going to be outraged.
First Lady Melania Trump is so once bad. Again getting flagged for a wardrobe choice. This time it's a coat that she wore during a 9/11 memorial.
Okay, can anybody guess why?
Does it look like a tower? I don't know.
Can you guess why?
No, I honestly don't.
Because
an arrow pointing to her butt.
The stitching in the back looks like a tower, and there's like a flat there. It looks like a plane
Royal
going into it.
1 year ago. Now the First Lady spokesperson is hitting back.
The White House is coming to
People
the First Lady's
really
defense today
this.
Over a wardrobe flap that many say is a total cheap shot.
Where
conspiracy
that
theorists
again?
On Twitter noticed
conspiracy
something
theorists.
Unusual about the stitching on a coat Melania once wore at a 9/11 memorial service. Is that a plane crashing into one of the Twin Towers in the back of Melania's coat?
She's
no,
a terrorist.
It's, not.
Comment.
It's like a plane coming
like
out of the Twin Tower, doesn't it?
Into a tower. The story was picked up
it
by
doesn't
USA
look like
Today
that.
And Yahoo News. The First Lady wore the coat at a 9/11 ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania last year.
Whoa,
it's coming to light
see,
now
conspiracy.
Because the White House posted the image yesterday with the caption, "We will never forget." Now, her critics are calling her insensitive, saying it's the second time one of her jackets has raised eyebrows. Remember, I really don't care, do you? Professor Tammy Vigil wrote the new book, Melania and Michelle, First Ladies in
oh
the New
God,
Era.
Oh, my God, that book better not sell
Melania
one copy.
So much bad
Who would buy that book?
No one.
Honestly.
The response to Melania Trump is sort of
people's response to her husband. And that's not really fair for her.
She says Michelle Obama had her critics, too.
What, did he pick the coat?
Every first lady is usually given a really raw deal. So I think she's gotten the same raw deal.
Look closer at the stitching. That's not a plane. It's a button. No conspiracy here, folks. Now, White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham is calling the coat flap conspiracy ridiculous.
Look like it's pointing up to her butt.
Well,
it does.
What I see.
And if there's a plane, it's flying out of the tower.
It's a coat.
And if it
so
looked like
it's
a tower,
not the same tower accident. It's a different coat. One where a plane flew out of the tower.
It looked like the Washington Monument.
Is not the plane pointing out of the tower?
Yeah, yes.
Brandon's right.
If it's really a plane.
Brandon,
plane.
I think you're onto a new conspiracy that you'll love. It does look like the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
It does look like, yeah.
Most importantly,
right.
It looks like a coat.
Yeah, it looks like stitching on a coat where it sort of flares out in the middle. That's what it looks like to me.
It sucks because she really loved that outfit.
This jacket is awesome. Ooh, and it's tighter than dick skin. Hey,
that leads. Can I play
that's
one Bill
Burr? That's the only comment she's made.
That leads perfectly into one Bill Burr segment, if you're cool with it.
Yeah, let's hear from
Michelle Obama's doing an arena tour. That's another thing going on. I'm going to say that again. Michelle Obama is doing an arena tour. She's not playing comedy clubs. She's doing arenas. When did first ladies start acting like they got elected? You know? Dude, being a first lady, that's not a fucking job. Just standing there smiling and waving. It's not a fucking job.
I agree.
Dude, if you really think it's a job, just look at her. Right? Look at Obama. When that guy got elected, he looked like he was about 41 years old. When he left office, that guy looked like he was about 73. Right?
I agree.
Look at Michelle. She looks younger now than she did when that dude got elected.
That dude.
I found out she's doing a tour because she's doing a book tour. Yeah, she wrote a book. She wrote a book about not having a job. I gotta read that fucking book. Chapter 1, how to know if a dick tastes presidential. How to weed your way. How to weed your way through all that local representative cock and get to the big swinging dick in the room. I'll tell you right now, say what you want about Republican presidents, but they got their first ladies in line. They do. Dude, George W. was president for 8 years. 8 years. I don't even know his wife's name. What was it, Abigail or some shit? Maggie? No clue. Donald Trump's wife stands behind him like a giant meerkat. Like... Bill Clinton was president. His wife never shut up. Ah, I want to do health care. Yeah. He fucked around on her so much. He's like, all right, whatever. Just do it. But I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna check out that fucking tour. I got to see what that's all about. You know? Who opens? Who opens on that fucking tour? Was it Oprah Winfrey's husband? You know?
Wow, well, I've always said there's nothing more boring to me than a first lady story. It just goes right through me. They can be for the most important thing or they're caught. I just don't care.
Yeah.
Boring.
Not
always
Nancy?
Boring.
Nancy wasn't him?
Nancy Reagan?
Yeah.
No.
Just say no.
Which was a massive failure and waste of money.
Oh, look at.
What was Gorbachev's wife? I can't remember his
name. Nancy, as I call her.
Gorbachev's wife?
Gorbachev's wife.
Who would know?
Did he have a wife? I didn't even know he had a wife.
Well, I was just trying to remember when they had a summit of some kind.
In Reykjavik?
The first ladies in their fashions. Who looks better?
It's like, gives a
fucking
shit.
Cares. Nobody cares.
How demeaning to.
I know. Nobody's going to bang them.
I didn't pull it, but Bill Burr, he goes on from there to talk about the first female president and feminist because they're going to tell the first man to shut up. So he just flips basically what he said. I don't know. He's a really sharp thinker.
Yeah, Bill Burr's
different.
He's one of the best.
Might trigger some people, but he's pretty solid.
Yeah, he's pushing the line there a little bit, but I don't know.
Great.
I think it's
Great delivery, too.
Oh, yeah.
It makes people laugh. That used to be the standard. Not sure what the standard is now.
It's Nanette.
What's, let's see, is Dave Chappelle improved on his 38% yet on Rotten Tomatoes?
You know, I looked yesterday when we talked about it. It was basically the same.
And how about our girlfriend?
Nanette, still 100% across the board.
Of course.
Of course, come on, you're not 100%. Allowed to say it's not funny.
Chappelle's at 31% for the critics, 99% for the...
Look up Nanette. I don't even... What's
that's
her name?
99% out of 34,345 reviews. 99%.
Yeah, and the 1% is Maz.
You know, I'm still pissed at Maz for saying it was lousy. Was he bored?
Yeah.
I don't know, he just didn't laugh?
Yeah, he said he was bored.
What?
I don't know.
I laughed out loud.
He must have been tired and fell asleep.
Sometimes I'm so confused. I feel like, man, just this thing is lock, stock, and barrel. I'm all over this. And all of a sudden, he's that one guy that, you know, I might get an email from once in a blue moon who doesn't agree with something. It seems so patently clear as a bell to me.
Yeah.
But, Luke Nowacki is our man when it comes to investing or coming up with a financial plan, which so many people haven't done. Maybe you left a 401k somewhere, and maybe you left another one somewhere else, Brandon.
Maybe you've won too much money.
Or maybe all your money is sitting in a money market account, and you've saved a significant amount, and inflation's just pounding lumps on you because the market's been up, 40, 50% the last 4 or 5 years. Well, Brandon, shame, shame, shame.
Oh, man, sorry. It's making it feel bad.
That's... cost Maddie at least a year of college.
I know.
Aww.
I don't know. I don't know how much it costs Maddie, but it's costing Maddie every day. I hate it when people suggest that their money is their children's money, which people do all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I heard... I'm trying to remember who I heard saying this. Somebody was talking about their...
Is that her for real?
Yeah.
Is that really audio of her?
Yeah, that's my little daughter.
Ew.
Yeah,
she's cutie.
Oh, baby. She's also racist.
She's racist. She's
making the okay sign.
Throwing down gang signs.
I know it was somebody. Yeah, she's making the either the circle game sign or she's clearly a white supremacist. Doing that upside down okay.
I know. I'm trying not to do. I'm not going to publish it online. Otherwise, she'll never be able to run for office.
You're right. That 529 won't matter if she'll get kicked out of school.
Racism is in Maddie's DNA somehow. I don't know which side of the family
it
comes
nature
from.
Or nurture?
It would look like it's.
And that's the way I grew up. That's the way I'm going to be.
It's like nature so far.
What were you going to say?
Nurture.
You were talking about.
It was actually, you know what? I think it was either a rock star or an athlete was talking about their drug habit and how much money they had taken away from their child with their drug habit.
What? Well, their child has more earning years left.
I would think it'd be more the quality of life that was taken away from the child. But anyway, Luke
Nowacki.
Is that
person Dennis Rodman?
Luke doesn't do that kind of judging when you sit down with Luke. But, you know, if you do have 401ks and you haven't looked at the options investment-wise in 10 years like so many people don't, maybe you need him to take a look at that and take a look at some other things. Or start a 529 for your child's college.
And never tell them about it. That's the one thing I said to Julie. I said, we are never to tell our children about the 529s because I want them to earn scholarships. So if you have a 529 in college, you know, they know money's coming for college, then they're not going to try as hard.
That was another one.
I'm like Kobe, man.
Yeah, that's kind of
good. Your mom goes to college.
It's good science.
Somebody was, somebody was suing their parents because they had spent their college fund.
What?
I don't think that went too far.
Is it Gary Coleman?
I don't remember who it was, but why are we talking about this? Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748 and work up a financial plan or see what's maybe missing in yours, why you're not getting ahead or how you can get ahead. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, and or marketing names, product services referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, 248-663-4748 for Luke Nowacki in that lovely office on the 13th floor in Southfield. I can't remember the
beautiful.
Don't remember the name of the building.
It's the Luke building. Nowacki Tower.
Yeah, they got the best office in the building.
Sharp.
So, what else is Bill Burr talking about?
Oh, let me go back to my list here. I thought the way he opened the show was really good. Can I just play the opener? It's probably the shortest clip.
And it's available on Netflix, of course.
Yep, Paper Tiger.
I'm sure
every fucking joke you tell. Well, what did you mean about that? I didn't go to the gym today. Are you calling me fat? I feel fucking triggered. Gotta fucking apologize to everybody. This is how screwed up my country is right now. Do you know Bryan Cranston, right? That dude did a movie. He played a quadriplegic. And people gave him shit. Be like, why is there an able-bodied person playing a quadriplegic? It's like, it's because it's called acting, you dumb fuck. See, if he was a quadriplegic playing a quadriplegic, that's not acting. That's just fucking laying there saying shit that someone else wrote. So tell us, what did you do to prepare for the role? Well, I dove headfirst into the shallow end of a pool when I was 23. I feel like I've been preparing for this role for my whole life. Right, what is up next for you? Well, they're going to do a reboot of Top Gun. I'm going to fly it with my prop. The co-pilot's going to be transgendered, so everybody will be happy. She won't die. Her discarded dick will block her head from the canopy. There'll be a gender-neutral bathroom on the plane. How fucking dumb is that? That's literally like watching a movie. Why didn't you have a murderer play a murderer? And how come the guy he shot, I saw him in another movie? I mean, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, boy.
You want another one?
Yeah, well, how about one more?
Everything has just become fucking absolutes in the States. It's fucking nuts. Like that Colin Kaepernick guy, right? You knew when he was like protesting during the national anthem, no one was going to listen to what the fuck he had to say, no matter how much he explained it. He goes, I'm taking a knee during the national anthem. This is a protest about police brutality, the way people of color are treated. We'd like to open a dialogue. He got about halfway through that. People are like, my brother's fighting in Iraq, you fucking piece of shit! It's just like, buddy, nobody is saying your brother isn't in Iraq fighting. You're not listening. This is about police brutality. My brother's a firefighter. He watched 9/11 on television. No, buddy. Nobody's saying that your brother's not a firefighter. I got a bone spur in my heel. I can still stand up during the fucking song. Buddy, nobody is saying you can't see a fucking podiatrist. All right? You're not listening. That's what it became. It went from not listening to women to just believe women, right? And then, you know, and then people just like, did you see that story? Did you read the story? You can't make something like that up. I always want to be like, well, did you see Star Wars? I mean, somebody made that up. They made like fucking 15 of them, you know? People can make shit up, right? You're part of the fucking problem. Get the fuck out of here. No means no, that's another one. No means no. It's like, no, it doesn't. All right? Look, no means no. No, that means no. All right, but no, stop it. What are you doing? Oh, my God. You're being so bad. Stop it. No. Yeah, that's not a fucking no. That means I want to do it, but I'm afraid you're going to judge me, so I'm just going to make it look like it was your idea so you don't figure out that I've already performed this act with 40 other fucking people. Right? But then you go to court and you get a bad read and there's some guy reading it. Your Honor, she said no. Stop it. What are you doing? You're being so bad. Yeah, and you just sit there like, she didn't fucking say it like that. She didn't say it like that.
His energy, man.
Oh boy. He's got a killer podcast too. Bill Burr is.
I didn't know he did one.
Yeah, Monday morning, I think it's called. Monday morning.
I had no idea.
Monday morning rant.
Huh.
Yeah, it does really well. That's
a much better title than Out of My Monday Moanin' Mind. Wasn't that what Talbert's called?
Yeah, Bob Talbert.
He had a podcast?
Sounds like you're chasing the Mondays.
No.
Oh, no.
There was no podcast back then.
No. But that was his column, I think.
Oh, Monday.
Yeah.
Monday.
Where he wrote shitty things about Drew.
Aww.
Oh, he came around. He liked us eventually. When we start doing well, he liked us.
Everyone else liked it.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
Really, yeah.
I don't know. He was always friendly. I'll say that for him. And I liked that they covered media back in the day.
Yeah no one
they,
does anymore.
They don't now.
No.
Well, Sminty could.
No, I know, but yeah, they Sminty. Don't.
He's there in his house.
They're not going to pay anyone.
What could he really
that.
Be doing that he's... Look how active Gary Graff is. Sminty wait, should be,
why doesn't
too.
Sminty have a blog like... who's the guy in Chicago? Roger Federer. Roger yeah, Federer.
Roger Federer. Roger Federer. Wait, no, is it... No, is it Roger Federer?
Robert Federer.
Robert Federer, yeah. No, he's great. It's... Chicago media served up daily since 1981.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, that's basically
he
what
he covers
Sminty
everything.
Does. I'm surprised he doesn't do one, or maybe there's not a demand. I don't know.
I just can't believe in a city the size of Detroit that there's not someone assigned to cover media.
Oh, well, we do have the buzz board.
Oh, yeah. Detroit Radio Buzz Board.
Oh, boy.
Check the topic. See if there's anything really brand new and exciting on Radio
Buzz
Board.
No, no. It's almost
one.
A weekend. I don't want to be crushed for the entire What's, weekend.
No, not on us. The top one is Roop Raj, social justice warrior.
Oh, okay, I'm going to bite on that because I was intrigued by that Roop Raj thing. I just thought a guy trolled him.
When did this become a thing? When is taking on viewers newsworthy?
that was what was kind of funny about it.
Yeah. I haven't watched local news. I haven't watched. Oh, there's always this person. I haven't watched local news for years simply because they've turned it into more social commentary than simply reporting the news objectively.
How would they know that if they haven't watched for years?
First of all, that's not true.
I don't think it's true at all.
No. Although, you know, those things, you know, those social justice warrior things on Twitter can become the news. I don't see it locally that often, though. Really?
I don't know.
Not like national news. Well, national news. Oh, my God.
And they only made it a story after, what, Newsweek wrote about it, right?
Yeah, I think quite a few people wrote about it. And I just thought the whole thing was very overdone. I
suppose no one has. If you know what we're talking about, Roop Raj wrote the big thing about, you know, do you want to explain it?
Well,
I don't think we've talked about it.
A guy, yeah, we talked about it a little bit, but this guy. Roop said something about tariffs, and I assume it was negative. I don't know, because I never saw the original post.
The post I saw that he said about tariffs was
boring.
Pretty factual.
Oh, it was a go back to your country thing, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, that was following the tariff. But what was the? What do you mean factual? Like tariffs are going up?
Just how much it has cost in how much has cost in tech. In Texas.
Brandon's facing the board again.
In Texas here, but he leaves out, you know.
His anal trajectory was right towards the microphone, per usual.
If I recall, it was basically the taxes paid here by people here because of the tariffs, blah, blah, blah. You know, but it's a social media post, so there's a lot of nuance left out, like, you know, trade deficits and currency manipulation. So it's a bigger argument than what you can just tackle. But from what he wrote, it wasn't really an opinion. He was just stating one fact or one point.
Well,
to it.
The person
being read
like
into
it.
As being an opinion.
The person didn't like it because I think they felt it was an incomplete statement, or he disagreed
exactly.
with
yeah.
the, or he felt a point
hey,
was lost.
If you don't like America, then you can get it.
So he said, "I don't know where you're from, but," and then something about how. I can't remember how to in
way we do it
in
America.
Well, that's how it was projected, but he changed the quote from the guy when he responded to it. It was one of those I don't know where you're from, but it wasn't as bad as he changed it to when he responded to it. It wasn't pretty. It was a shitty thing to say. Oh, I know what it was.
Definitely a shot.
After he said, yeah, it was a shot. Ever said, I don't know where you're from, which, by the way, could have meant the moon. It could have meant a lot of things. Yeah. I think he was just being a dick. I think he was trolling him.
Here was the exact words. Raj, I wish you understand why tariffs will be in place. I'm not sure where you came from, but the USA wants fair trade. Do some homework report.
Do some homework.
Yes. And honestly, if that were directed... Okay, I'm not going to try to put myself in Roop Raj's shoes. Roop's from Troy. He's... Well, you know, that was his point. Was I'm from Troy, damn it, and a very lengthy lecture about
Troy.
His parents.
I just had one, and everything his parents have done. And my only question after reading Roop's post was, Why don't you acknowledge your privilege? It sounded like a pretty privileged upbringing.
Yeah, it did. No, his parents were very successful. And they there was a...
good for them, man.
They came over when there was a shortage of engineers, and they were very successful where they were, but he made it sound like they did this to help us out over here. They came over here. They had great jobs, and I'm sure they were extremely successful, and he grew up in Troy, and he was very proud to be an American, et cetera, et cetera. I just thought it was an extremely lengthy lecture to a troll.
Yes.
Who, when I read it, you know, I thought, oh, you asshole, the whole, I don't know where you're from. But the other part was, do your homework next time before you pop off. That's up. Where that's if flames were going to come out of my head, that's what would have annoyed the shit out of me. And I didn't even know what he said or what it meant or what he was trying to say. But, it turned into this giant thing about, go back to where you're from, a la Trump and the squad. And I think that's what it was playing on when Newsweek wrote about it. But it was just another one of those. And, maybe Fox 2 did a big story about it. Maybe they didn't. I suspect they did because it was – Newsweek made a big deal about it. And there were some other news outlets that saw this as a very important story to report when I felt like the guy was trolling him. He was being an asshole.
Yeah. No, and, he totally was.
That doesn't mean it's okay.
I don't know if being an asshole is newsworthy anymore. So
I don't either.
It's pretty epidemic. So
I saw this one lady. I think we talked about it a little bit, who was from some South Carolina, and she called somebody the N-word, and somebody, I think, said, well, surely, you wish you hadn't said that, or you take that back, or you know how bad that is. And she said, she was 72 years old, I believe, and she said, no, I said it because I wanted to hurt him, because I was mad at him because of blah, blah, blah. And I don't remember what blah, blah, blah was. Uh-oh. But in other words, it was like calling a female the C word or something. She just wanted to kind of say, fuck you.
Yeah. Sure.
So, but I guess you can't say that by saying that. But she wasn't really apologizing as she should have, as in this world today.
Ah, she's 72.
There's
a certain age at which you don't really need to.
I mean, honestly, all these little outrages are...
Do you want to hear some other buzzboard posts?
Well, sure. Of course. Hold that thought.
I bit on one pretty bad.
Hold that thought because I have to mention our friends and original sponsor, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days, and you better believe it's as exciting as it sounds. Because during Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for, such as a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited, as low as $166 a month. Or if you prefer the Mac Daddy, you can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. Boy, those are sweet. Our friends at Zot have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from. Finally, we can't get through a Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram read without mentioning Ram Trucks. Go lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. And yes, Zot has an ass ton of Rams to choose from also. So see details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. We're in those very studios. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned earlier, the dealsinthed.com studios. And Hall Financial, I just had to correct the wheels copy because they have 800 five-star reviews now, up from 750, and the sheriff... sends it along whenever they hit a new milestone.
Oh. Yeah.
And the sheriff wants it in the copy, ASAP, in the wheels copy, which was like, I don't know, 3 months old maybe? Because it only runs on the weekend. Officer.
That's how good they are, though, man.
Saturday, it was like 6:50, and it was like, oh, my God, if anyone hears that.
So, producer, you're going to be updating it again very shortly.
I'm sure I will. Because... Hall Financial has lower payments, better options, and they offer more personal attention, which is probably why when they do a refi and save someone a bunch of money, and it does add up, especially over the long term, when they're saving you all that money, they're doing it fast, 44 days for the average refi, 19 days with Hall Financial. That's their average, and they always put you first. 72% of Hall Financial's business is referral because realtors trust them and their clients love them, as Scott Kunith pointed out, and he wasn't even asked. He just said, I did my last three deals with Hall Financial because I had young people making their first purchase, and they needed someone who could really guide them through it comfortably, and Hall did a great job. So that was nice to hear. But we hear it all the time. We get emails. People are so happy with Hall Financial. Just go to drewandmike.hallfg.com, or you can go to our website, Drew and Mike Show, click the link, fill out the form. They'll get back to you, and they'll get back to you fast. Or you can call 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
What's the number of reviews they have?
800.
Okay, so next time we'll just send them this.
900.
Yeah, just insert it.
Yeah. And then after that, it'll be
1,000.
Yeah, let's have Hawk do all the updates.
Yeah, we'll just send him. We'll just leave it blank and have a Hawk fill it in.
Hell yeah. Amen.
Can Hawk do an entire commercial?
He can do an entire show.
Yeah,
a lot of typing.
We should try some Hawk copy and see.
Damn right I can.
Have any reads left for the day?
Say dealsinthed.com, Hawk.
We don't have any reads for Hawk to do today. I just sent me with a new client. We can test out.
Titty bar.
Dealsinthed.com.
You can do it.
You like that, Trudy?
Oh, I don't like where this is headed. Heads up, Trudy.
What's on the buzz board? What else is the buzz board into?
You're supposed.
I'm afraid to ask.
WKBD screwed up bad.
Channel 50.
Yeah.
How do
you
do?
How do you think they screwed up bad?
Something in one of their movies. They.
CW50 was supposed to air King of Queens tonight at 9 and 9:30.
Oh boy!
9 o'clock episode aired normally, but when 9:30 came around, I could not watch my favorite program. Instead, those idiots aired some show called Face the Truth. I'm pissed off. King of Queens was supposed to start airing for an hour today. I told my whole family it was going to be on for a whole hour today, and now I look like an idiot. And they're big fans. I added that part. And they're big fans of Kings of Queens, like myself. There was even a Kings of Queens promo that aired at 8:58. It said 9 and 9:30. Bunch of fucking liars. He wrote that. What the fuck happened? He wrote that, too. Yeah, he's now, really angry about King of Queens. Isn't it on, like, a streaming service somewhere?
Okay.
They you can watch it for 30 straight hours.
They haven't made a new King of Queens in, what, 7, 8 years?
Who knows? No one knows. Just this guy.
I mean, that just blows my mind that an entire family is just sitting on eggshells waiting.
It's been 12
years.
It's been off the air for 12 years.
And really, they're that excited because some reruns are coming? To the 9:30 slot?
A whole hour. He told his whole family. People.
They can't miss them?
Yeah, now the whole family will never rely on him for TV listings.
Wow.
Here's a reply to it.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
King of Queens is on 500 times a week. I think you'll survive.
How many people commented on that post?
Too many. Two pages worth.
Oh really?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Yes.
They got to be all people trolling the original.
Oh, no. No, there's plenty of people trying to figure out the reason why.
It sounds like a purchased half hour. If it's Face the Truth or something, it sounds like somebody paid an ass ton of money to steal that half hour, and they went, fuck King of Queens. We can make a bunch of cash on this lousy programming.
There are some great trolls hanging on.
On this infomercial.
I think you explained it in just 10 words. Yeah.
The biggest screw is that someone likes King of Queens enough to get this worked up over it. Wonder which episode didn't air. The one where Kevin is adult or the other 300 where Kevin is adult?
Welcome to the jungle, Kevin.
Oh, he replied to the one about getting worked up to about it. Oh, come on, man. Well, here's his reply. Now I feel bad. People say I get worked up over a lot of things. I think it's due to my diagnosed mental disorders, which I'm uncomfortable talking about.
Oh, boy.
Well, you could have said that in your bio.
I'll put that out front.
Want some too, old man?
Really, somebody has to get, and people have to get all guilted out on Detroit Radio Buzzboard over this?
Yeah.
Really?
The one where Kevin is adult or the other 300 got a reply. The one where Kevin is adult and his wife is all smug and superior about it.
Well said.
Stupid.
Any other interesting posts?
Oh, and it's WDIV delaying tonight's Tonight Show episode. Okay. Oh, ingredients for a morning news show. Tell me if you want any of these. Fred McLeod's passing. That's sad.
Oh, jeez. How many replies to that?
A lot. Yeah. Well, 9, yeah.
Wait, there was a Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon?
Yeah, that got a lot of replies.
On what? I never...
Well, Jerry's dead, so...
Well, they still do a telethon.
They do?
They do?
Oh, yeah.
That's why that was shocking.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see
usually
it.
Usually, Labor Day... been dead for a long time. Oh, here's a good one. Fox 2 abruptly suspends ML Elric's popular podcast.
Oh! How many replies to that?
7.
How many of you? Piece
of garbage.
So they
there
link,
ought to be more.
They link Deadline Detroit, that article, which is a good article. And then this person wrote, "This is by Fox 2 to abruptly suspend reporter ML Elric's successful weekly podcast so that Detroit is shrouded in mystery." Someone wrote, "Popular?" with a question.
Nice to see you again, Mr. Insult.
It was popular, jerk.
Man.
It was popular. Love and Life 101.
There's always someone.
Well, why? No,
to kill your joy.
Why would that guy question it? I hate when people who don't know what they're talking about just have to jump into the fray.
Well, he put a question
mark. First of all, if ML's doing something, I would assume it would be popular.
He put a question mark. He wrote popular? Maybe he's. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Whatever.
There's no mystery here. The new boss didn't want Elric working for a competing local media platform.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hey.
It feels good.
It's kind of cool,
it's
a smaller platform without him.
It's not really competing, considering he talked about his stories on Fox 2.
And also the amount of content it created for Fox 2. I'm really so mystified by this. I just feel like there is a terrible misunderstanding going on. That's my personal feeling.
I don't think there's a misunderstanding, but I can't say much.
I'm saying misunderstanding, but I don't really mean misunderstanding. I think the misunderstanding is the idea that it could easily be done under their umbrella, probably. Why is it over in this silly basement?
I think you hit the nail on the head, but
yeah.
You know.
And why aren't they selling it? And why, you know,
I know
that's what I think a lot of people find.
It looks really easy to do. But
well,
so does putting on a 10 p.m. news program. But I'm not going to try and do it.
Well, it's easy to say once, you know, it's doing 50,000 downloads.
Shit.
Oh, wow, that was easy. Look how easy that is. Hey, it's even got advertisers. Well, it's not it wasn't that easy.
Unless it is specifically forbidden in his contract, do they really have a say in what he does in his own time? I take it that it would fall under some non-compete language.
It was approved by Fox, too.
It was approved,
but they
do have a say of what their employees do on their own time, believe it or not. They're very heavy. Well, from what I've heard, they're very heavy-handed in that.
When he is expanding his own platform, his own personal platform, you know, it's kind of like the guy who does TV sports and also does a talk show on radio for an hour a day or something.
Or play-by-play for the Lions game.
Yeah, he's only making himself larger. And
hey, you know
that used to be a good – that's pretty commonplace where people who – whether they do investigative reporting or they're an anchor – or they're a radio host, or they're a morning show host, or they're a nighttime host, they have a second job, or they're extremely active on social media, or they do, you know, they might be the like Mason, they might do PA at the Pistons games.
Happens all the time.
That's generally, I've never known that not to be good, unless it interferes with your job. And in his case, I can honestly say I can't think of anyone who would allow a podcast that does as well as it does to interfere less with their job than ML Elric because he jerked around our times many times because he was busy doing his job over there. He's an extremely thorough guy.
Yeah.
And he's not somebody who's going to, but it's a new boss and he doesn't maybe know ML Elric and I don't know.
I've
seen this a million times where arbitrary things happen to people. It's happened to me, too. People who've been doing something for a long time and doing it well. And, you know, I think the feeling in many cases is that, you know, what option do they have?
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Where is he going to go?
Here's a great post, and I'm guessing this guy's a listener, too. It was carried on Drew Lane's Red Shovel Network. Riff also made Bentley quit the podcast. As stated above, I don't think they like the competition.
That was a little different.
Yeah.
It was a lot different.
Well, Jim didn't really ask for permission either.
He didn't what?
Ask for permission.
Oh, well, that. Yeah, that part.
I said a few weeks ago on Fox 2, the Elric segment, he was on the podcast investigating Kwame's parties at the Manoogian Mansion and the death of that stripper. He said on there he was getting some death threats about the investigation. Maybe things were getting too hot.
I don't think that's the answer.
I'm going to go with that one. That's a good conspiracy.
No, I like that one. That's cool. That sounds like that sounds interesting.
ML does.
That was a big podcast.
I don't think that's the answer.
ML does have a new investigation I was telling you about, an athlete who I said I didn't know until I was told he was an athlete. His new investigation is going to air Monday. He's put out a little promo video.
So we're
on Fox 2. So I guess
we're plugging his Fox 2 work.
I still love ML.
No, I'm just kidding.
And the post after that is WJR hits another all-time low and takes a plunge from last month. Already terrible numbers. The problem with this is...
I got to tell you, the mystery of WJR is it's I think it's officially the ninth wonder of the world. How are they the highest billing radio station in Detroit with no ratings whatsoever?
To that point, I don't want to be in the position of defending them in any shape or manner, but every time you see stories about it, people only have access to six-plus numbers. Sunday through Saturday.
I think the 6+ numbers are usually their best number.
I know that, but I just mean whenever you see people write about ratings because they don't have access.
Their audience is old.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much
they make
of it
money.
Is, I don't know how much of it is expired. And
they make money, though.
I think they have always somehow carried the image that they reach important people. They reach decision makers.
What? Really?
Yeah. And also, they are very advertiser friendly. They interview advertisers and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Shows.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Maybe they have something interesting
about
to say.
Topical things?
Well, in their world, yeah. Oh. I just remember this is a few years ago, but I believe I had Paul W. Smith on, and he's a pro. I'm not knocking Paul W. Smith. Mm-hmm. But he was. There was a story about some product, I believe, and they had the some higher up at one of the local ad agencies to, you know, comment on the story.
Oh,
isn't that nice? That person controls a lot of advertising dollars, and stroke. There you go, a little bit.
That's so, a shame.
That's nice. That's delightful.
Wow. That sucks.
That's how the world
anyway.
Goes. Yeah, money, money, money. But yeah, they've been the highest billing station for a number of years, and they continue to be without an audience. It's crazy.
what did you guys think of Demi being nude on
no one cares.
Bizarre again?
I didn't know which one I cared about less: her being nude on the cover of Bizarre, or Kylie Jenner being nude in Playboy.
Wait, okay, did you say Demi as in Demi Moore?
Yeah.
I haven't heard from her in a long
time. She's nude.
She had to get nude, Brandon, so you remember her.
Right on.
Okay. Well, the whole thing doesn't fit in the window, but you...
Okay, that's her nude now?
Yeah, that's her now nude.
How's she look?
Well, she's pretty. I mean, she looks good.
Now?
Yeah, she looks very good. She's extremely good. Yeah.
Don't you go dying on me!
Trudy's using the pointer.
She looks good, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, she's... She's sucking her
but
gut in.
But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old.
If I were Demi Moore, I would be doing the same thing. I would be pulling my gut in.
Need?
Oh, my God. I do it now. I've done that for that's
giant
my move.
Gut, but...
I've done that move for years.
She's nude so much, though.
What's up, Silver Fox?
I don't know why she's nude. I think she's trying to sell her book, which I was reading about today.
Old bag with old bag tea.
No, she doesn't have old bag tea.
No, she
well,
is. She has new boobs.
Yeah. Newer.
Her boobs are probably what 25 years old.
Oh, cool! They can drink and rent a car.
Sharon Osbourne also talking about her facelift.
Oh, Sharon Osbourne
was on Kimmel.
Debbie Moore looks great.
Yeah, no, she does. She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. She's ageless.
Yes.
No one is ageless, but she is really beautiful. She's 56 years old. She looks fantastic.
Sharon looks like dramatically different, though.
Oh, Sharon? You mean she just had a facelift?
She just had a facelift, and it's one of those where you, she looks younger, you know, real young, but...
You know what? Sharon Osbourne is one of those females, and these people, I tend to be amazed by these people. When she was married to Ozzy, and they had young kids, and their life was crazy, she was heavy, and... I don't think she really put a lot into her appearance. I think she was busy managing a crazy life.
All right.
And other crazy lives, too.
Yeah.
And then when things sort of started to calm down, she started to really take stock in her appearance. She lost
got this
a lot of weight.
Talk show, too. Yeah. That had a lot to do with it.
And she looks, in my opinion, she looks better now than she did 20 years ago.
She does.
She really does. Yeah.
She was actually, she was talking about Ozzy's fall, too. And just how crazy that was. Like, he got out of bed to go to the bathroom, came back, hit his head on the dresser, and then fell the other way and hit his head on the bed, and then fell face first, and then broke every, like, all of the bones that were, you know, like, put together with all the pins and stuff like that, and then they broke his bones. So it's amazing that he's still alive.
Since you brought up the Demi Moore thing, and she does look incredible. I know what she's doing. She's trying to promote her book, and I'm intrigued by her book. I'll admit it. And in the book, she reveals that she was raped at the age of 15, and 27 years later, started on a downward spiral fueled by drugs and alcohol after she suffered a miscarriage with Ashton Kutcher's baby at the age of 42. Star opens up about her ordeal in teenage years, and we, of course. Remember her mother, who we interviewed her mother when she was on the cover of what's that terrible magazine?
Oh my God, that's right.
Virginia Guyton is her name. What is
Uncle,
what was
Uncle Magazine?
Well, we eventually
over 40 or over 50?
No,
what was her name?
It was High Society.
High Society.
She was on the cover of High Society nude, and she was doing a recreation of the pottery scene,
right.
But she was nude,
oh,
and her legs were apart, and I think she said she didn't think they were shooting that low, but they were.
What a moron.
It was not a flattering picture. She was like 49 years old, and she was pretty, but I just don't think being nude was a great idea, but I guess she wanted to be on the cover of High Society.
Is this the one here? That's the only one I can find.
Of Virginia Guyton?
She's inside, isn't she?
Okay.
Guines, G-Y-N-E-S.
Oh, Guines?
Yeah.
Guines, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, her mom was nude,
either
inside or on the cover or both. I thought it was on the cover. Yeah, it was probably inside.
Here's one picture.
And I think Demi was really bummed.
Yeah. Nobody wants their mom posing nude in High Society.
Well, her mom was... I don't think she was...
Oh, maybe was Demi mad because she was stealing her thunder?
I think that there wasn't a great deal of interest in her mother.
Oh, my mother!
What?
Except for the fact that she was Demi Moore's mother. And yeah, Demi was having a great career. So yeah, that's messy. I mean, who would want that? It's, you know, whose father were we talking about yesterday? Somebody's father who suddenly... Oh, Rodman's father, Philander Rodman.
Yeah.
I mean,
Philander,
what an asshole. You know, his kid's an all-star, all-defensive player of the year, and all of a sudden he's never been in his life, and he's showing up at Bulls games signing autographs and acting like an ass, and Dennis wanted nothing to do with him. And that reminds me of John Lennon's father, who never spent 1 minute with him until the Beatles hit it big. And then in, I think it was 65, all of a sudden, Alf Lennon shows up, and John, with open arms, oh, my God, my dad. I've always wanted to know my dad. And then the next thing you know, Alf Lennon is selling stories to the tabloids for money.
Oh, what a dick.
And then he put out a single. Oh, Alf Lennon can sing, too. And that, John said, bye-bye.
What, how was the single? Was it any good?
No, I don't think so. He's probably online somewhere.
I think I found it. This is crazy. Let's see. Does he sing on it, or is he just playing the piano?
Elf. I got it.
Oh, that's the elf theme. I'm sorry. Is this really it, Brandon?
What?
He really had a single. I'm not kidding.
This sucks. What's all the background noise?
recorded it at
the ocean.
Production,
he was into production value.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Skip ahead here.
I watch the sunrise over every ocean.
It's a talking
that's
song.
My life, that's my love and my home.
Sounds just like him.
It started in Liverpool.
He sounds a lot like him.
I hear slight resemblance.
No father to advise me, but I carried on.
Being all by himself.
Sounds like a mix of John and Willie Nelson. Is that possible?
Yes.
You hear it?
Yes, I hear it.
That's my love and my home.
He had great teeth.
Oh, yeah, he... Oh, boy. Oh, boy, yeah. John Lennon had quite a difficult childhood. He was raised by his Aunt Mimi because his mother gave him up.
Man, did he look like him. Wow.
And when his mother started to return to John Lennon's life when he was 15, I believe.
That's what John would look like today.
Oh.
Yeah, totally would. Well, I mean, with the glasses. It looks like him.
Looks just like him.
John would be almost 80.
Okay, well.
Yeah, there's a resemblance. One, how about there? There's a resemblance. I don't think it's a...
That's so like weird. Do you think he'd be alive if he didn't get shot?
Yeah, I have a feeling he
Chapman,
would.
Yeah.
I think he'd be... It'd be really interesting to hear what he would have written about all these. I mean,
yeah.
Wish you could hear a couple more albums of John Lennon, but that's the way it goes, man. Anyway, Demi Moore, let's see. She lost the baby in 2004 when she was 6 months into the pregnancy. Kutcher was starring in that 70s show.
That's funny. I totally forgot that they used to be married.
My God,
I know. So that was kind of weird. Describing a romance with a younger man, Kutcher, as a do-over, like I wish I could just go back in time and experience what it was like to be young. She married him in 2005. I think she meant by marrying him.
Oh.
She adds in the book that with him she was able to live out her youthful years much more so than I'd ever been able to experience it when I was actually in my 20s. Wow. After moving out of her family home on her 16th birthday to live with a guitarist, Freddie Moore. That's right. Oh. The Specs. He's he does not look like Demi Moore's husband.
Type.
Wait, who's the other
Freddie
guy?
Moore is his name. He was a rock musician.
Oh.
Not
does she,
terribly
does she
successful.
About, yeah. Just write about Bruce? Because I always think of
I'm sure she will.
Bruce Willis.
It's got to be
Bruce
somewhere.
Willis. I'd rather sleep with Bruce.
She married him too. Her young years were ruined by body image issues and addiction to cocaine and booze as she rocked to fame on General Hospital and movies such as About Last Night. I still think that's a good movie. Mm. She explained to the Times about her binge eating and obsession with weight. When I was younger, I was obligated to be of service. I wouldn't be loved if I wasn't. Ugh. If I didn't give of myself, my value was tied into my body. She blamed herself for the miscarriage and started drinking again to deal with the pain. I tried again for a baby, this time using fertility drugs. It didn't work. She opens up about how during a relationship with Kutcher, her drinking got out of control. She started abusing Vicodin. She then learned he'd been unfaithful. They separated in 2011 before the divorce finalized 2 years later. Yeah, that was, you know.
Where's the dirt, man?
Don't write me a book, kid.
That was one of those marriages that when they got married, it seemed to make sense. But I just thought, I don't know. He just seems too young for her.
Yeah,
And not that she's not a youthful person. I mean, she looks incredible. But
I'd still rather get with Bruce.
Before she and you would think too that he would want kids. So
sure.
And so yeah, I can see why losing that child would be a big deal.
Does he? This is so dumb. Has he had kids with Kunis?
Yeah, he and Kunis have a kid.
Kunis.
Now the weird thing about that is he goes from being married to Demi Moore to Mila Kunis, who is hooked up with Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, that's right.
Who was with Michael Jackson.
That's right. Wow.
It's a weird succession.
That is strange. And she and Mila Kunis is younger than Ashton Kutcher,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Not by a ton, but.
Didn't Kutcher invest in something really early?
Uber.
Uber.
Uber, yeah. Uber.
Yeah.
Dick.
I'm
mad at him for doing that.
I don't know what Uber is.
That guy has everything, man.
Does he?
Well, yeah, he's like a male model. He's smart.
It's weird. He's got a twin.
Oh, Ashton Kutcher.
He's got a twin brother. And
well, he does have a twin brother. I didn't know that.
He's good looking.
Come on.
He's banged hot.
Is his twin brother not as hot?
Oh, yeah. His twin brother has a disease.
What?
Yeah. In fact, they look completely different.
Really?
Yeah. It's like he got Ashton got all the good looks.
Oh, my God.
And then the twin brother
What a gene hog.
All the ears. Look at
it. Hogged all the genes in utero.
This is the one that goes around.
Are they identical? I mean,
I don't think they can be.
Yeah.
Are they?
Can we see an updated picture of the brother with the bad genes?
Oh my God.
He looks like something.
Look, his outfit is so
He looks
much
like cool. Hillary Swank in the picture. Honey?
I think this is an updated photo.
Oh, that's just not that bad. That's not even fair.
What? That he hogged up the genes?
It just seems like there ought to be a birth takeover.
He doesn't really have a development problem, does he, Brandon?
I think he does. I think he has some sort of a disease.
He looks
right?
Fine.
I could be wrong.
You know what? I kind of wish that they hadn't put him in a bow tie there. I think. Or they. Oh, my God.
Maybe Ashton did it.
Oh, excuse me. He had a heart transplant when they were very young, and he has cerebral palsy.
Oh, really?
God.
God, Ashton is a gene hog.
Wow. Well, way to bring the room down, Brandon.
It was just, you know.
Can we just say that he's okay now?
Way to laugh at Brandon bringing the room down, Trudy.
He's still in a picture with Ashton, so
he's
must be.
He's doing fine. He is an American businessman, public speaker, and advocate for children with cerebral palsy.
Did he invest in Uber, too? Right. I'm going to be mad at him.
It's good.
You know, Ashton,
should be mad at him because equal opportunity.
Ashton snubbed him. It's my investment.
He probably. What if he found out about it from Michael and just?
Hey, wait a minute. Am I being punked? Where's Ashton?
Well, you don't have any money put into it, so I'll just put some money into it.
I'll put your name on it.
Yeah. Now here's something interesting. Before she and Kutcher were officially divorced, Demi Moore suffered a seizure after smoking synthetic cannabis and inhaling nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
Nitrous in 2012.
Hey.
Remember,
she was 49.
I was talking about that, her being involved with that, and thinking, why can't she just buy weed? Is she doing spice?
Good point.
I know that stuff was terrible.
Nuts.
She was with her daughter Rumor at the time. She does nitrous and smokes synthetic cannabis with her
kids. That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
I don't know why.
Rumors.
Doing drugs with kids just still seems weird to me.
It is weird.
She was with Rumor at the time, joined by a scout in Tallulah.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Right.
By going on to shun her soon after Demi Moore went into rehab. Part of my life was unraveling. I had no career, no relationship. At the time, she had a memoir deal, planned to write about a mother-daughter relationship, but plans were put on hold.
You're going into a rehab.
She started writing this month's release 2 years ago with the help of...
Who cares?
Says they divulge everything with her name to remove anything that was too private during the editing process. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
So now she's nude. She looks wonderful.
She looks
and she's got a great new book.
It really is about
part of her comeback.
It's all about how she looks now. She looks great.
She looks great.
I know the whole thing's about this body imaging stealing her youth, and yet, hey, she looks great.
Yeah.
I'm nude and I look fantastic.
Complaining about.
What could be more important? Okay.
Good. Really good. Good for you.
Good for you.
All right. Well, that was a bit of a detour there. You know what I want to do? Because I don't want to forget to do this. I don't know. This could be a total failure, but I was reading this story about the Michigan lottery.
Oh, God. This story's great. The guy that the scratch-off tickets?
Yeah. Wow. There's a few stories within the story.
There's something in it that makes me angry about it, too.
What happened was this guy... Mubarak Morshed.
That's a great name.
He runs the Balasan.
That's a great name.
Mini Mart in Detroit. He would scratch through hundreds of lottery tickets sent to him to be sold, and he'd find the biggest winners and claim the prizes.
Oh, cool.
And he would take each package, and if the total prize money exceeded the cost, then he would buy them all and claim them.
Yeah.
If the value was lower than the cost, he would declare the pack missing.
Nice.
So anyway, they busted him.
What does he mean missing? Like, can they do that?
It's gone. Just don't worry about it.
I guess it happens occasionally, but apparently he reported too many packs of tickets missing, and the lottery kind of caught on.
We have to appreciate genius. We all like genius.
Did you see? They
removed his license, and he had to pay back $14,600 for the crap tickets he scratched through.
But they didn't criminally charge him or anything.
I don't think they did.
No, they didn't. I think the quotes from the Michigan Lottery spokesman are just hilarious. Did you read them, Jeff Holyfield?
Yeah, at the bottom of the. Yeah, I'll get to that.
One thing. Well, right off the top, he goes, as criminal mastermind schemes go, this wasn't the greatest. This guy who was probably a guy who just got carried away. I just love that. It wasn't the greatest.
And then, how do they deliver lottery tickets then? Is that like by Brinks truck or something? Because that is a commodity.
It sure sounded a little more. Like the whole thing sounded a little loosey-goosier than I ever thought it would be. And they apparently suspend or take licenses away from about 100 businesses a year.
Wow.
Because of so much chicanery.
But and, it must make the state a lot of money then.
Oh, my God. Of course. Yeah. And that was what amazed me, is to find out that like 11,000 places sell lottery tickets.
Yeah.
11,000. And the last company they talked about, well, first of all, there was the, let's see, 29 retailers busted this year for discounting, which is paying customers less than a winning ticket is worth and keeping the full value for themselves. Now you go, why would they do that? Oh, because the customers can't cash a big ticket because it's reported and they owe child support.
Yep.
So in other words, you know what? Rather than pay child support, I would rather buy lottery tickets and hide my winnings.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, how many a-holes like that are there? Apparently a lot.
Yeah.
Which, oh my God.
Well, enough that I don't 29, understand. At least 29, because 29 stores got busted for it.
You know, they used to go around and just sweep deadbeat parents up.
Yeah.
And it seems like they don't do that anymore. I don't know why. I mean, when you look at all the people struggling on their own with another biped who helped produce this child that does nothing.
Probably just cost too much to do it.
So there was also Muhammad Abed of Quick Mart, who was also discounting winners, and he claimed that, I speak Arabic and my English is really bad, so I didn't know I was discounting the winners. And and he claims that his business is just shot because he can't sell lottery tickets, so nobody wants to come to his store anymore.
Well, then you shouldn't have done something illegal.
And he didn't know. He didn't speak English.
That's not a defense.
Did he sell anything else?
I guess without selling lottery tickets, you lose a lot. When judging from my experience with convenience stores, which is pretty extensive, there's usually a line at the lottery side of the counter. So.
Oh, yeah.
But let's try Mr. Morshed. He's the one that would scratch off the whole lot and then decide if it was worth more than the cost of the tickets.
Another quote.
Is that the Mini Mart?
Yeah, that's the Mini Mart.
Another quote from the spokesman is, I don't know if this ever happened before. Let's just say he was a pioneer, but not in a good sense. This spokesman's throwing shade on the story.
I was surprised nobody's charged in this. I mean, doesn't that seem amazing?
Yeah, the lottery did not even attempt to recover any prize money he collected.
I know.
So how much did he win? They must know how much he won. It probably wasn't worth going after.
Well, he did have to pay $14,600 for the tickets that he apparently declared lost because they would have been bought.
Now, it kind of gives the idea for other store owners, like, hey, I can claim at least one's missing.
Hello.
Hi, is this the Mini Mart?
Yeah.
Is it okay to buy lottery tickets there or not so much anymore?
No, we don't sell lottery.
You don't? Okay, because I read the story in the paper about scratching off the whole lot, and then, you know, apparently there was an effort to take the winning tickets and not so much the losing tickets, which I thought was a really cool idea. But that didn't work out so well, I guess.
Oh, excellent customer service.
Okay.
God, he sounds so bored.
Very personable.
Let's try the...
this must be very slow there.
Jerk.
You want to try the second one, Brandon?
Ugh. He doesn't speak English.
I can do that.
This is the Quick Mart.
Yeah, this is Muhammad. And he's the one that said his English was the reason that this happened, so maybe we can give him a chance to... He hasn't really told his story. Maybe he wants to break his silence.
Mohammed, Mohammed, Mohammed. M-O-H-A-M-M-A-D.
You have reached a number that is no longer in service.
Wait, they're not open anymore?
Whoa, he couldn't do anything after he can't sell.
Nobody come to the store.
They said he was crying when they were trying to interview him.
That's what the business is listed at.
Quick Mart on textile?
Yeah.
Really?
Let me just double check.
More interesting. There's a street called Textile?
Yeah, and Ipsilipsy, right?
Textile Road, yeah, in Ipsy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Unless maybe it's those tiny fingers, down. Brandon. Maybe your fingers got lost in the numbers. Great song.
Now, he has two listeners, the Mohammed song and the Mohammed song. Are they going to be the same?
No, the other one will be different, I think.
All right, let's try
it. Let's try the
Handy Dandy.
Yeah, Handy Dandy Party Store. Sounds like a fun place. Mohammed, Mohammed,
Mohammed. It's not Mohammed anymore. Who's the guy at Handy Dandy?
Yasveer Singh.
Good luck.
Yasveer, Yasveer, Yasveer.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Yasveer.
Mr. Singh.
He had some discounting, I think. Hey there,
this is as close as I get. About it for quite some time now, and I've come to the conclusion
that you, Hi, is this Handy Dandy Party Store?
Yes.
Do you guys have all the kind of things I would need to throw a party there, or is it mostly just alcohol and cigarettes? And...
like what?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if this is the store. There was some kind of story. I'm calling from the Drew and Mike show, and there was a story about. Do you guys still? Can you still sell the lottery tickets?
Yeah, I can sell lotteries, liquor, beer, wine, groceries, pop, anything like that.
Oh, okay. Is this Mr. Singh?
Yes.
Jasveer?
Yeah, he's my father.
Oh, okay.
I'm his son.
There was a story in the paper, and we were talking about it on the Drew and Mike show here about, I guess, some problems with the lottery tickets, and I don't know what if that so that hasn't been suspended. You're still selling the lottery tickets.
Yeah, we are. Who are you again?
My name is Drew with the Drew and Mike show, and the Detroit Free Press today had a story about some of the there were some problems, some confusion, I guess, at the. At the stores with how the tickets worked. And, you know, for example, let's say I won a big ticket and I didn't want to, you know, get caught for, you know, I was unable to pay my child support. And so maybe I could sell my ticket for, I could get less for it. So you guys could cash it.
That does not happen in here.
Oh, okay.
So that's a different store maybe.
Oh, okay.
Organization, whoever it is, I think they probably misguided you. It's probably the next store across the across our store, you know.
Yeah, because
that was not us at all.
That kind
of
Mickey.
That's the thing I want to make it clear.
Yeah, you guys don't engage in that kind of Mickey Mouse stuff.
No, we don't.
Oh,
we
okay.
do a straight business. That's the first thing.
More fake
I
news.
I want to tell you the second thing is that organization has been closed. So these are new owners.
Oh, I see.
Oh. Yeah.
So this is the correct Handy Dandy Party Store, but it's not the same one that used to have the problems with the tickets.
Well, they never had a problem. The problem that they had was in the next gas station that they had.
Oh, okay. Do you know what that store is called? Because I wanted to get them their side of the story because it sounded a little confusing.
I have no idea, but you can search it on the Michigan Avenue.
Oh, we don't have internet.
Gas station near Michigan Avenue.
Is it called Handy Dandy 2?
Well, this is Handy Dandy 1. Hmm. There is no Handy Dandy 2 at all.
I see.
This is just Handy Dandy.
Handy Dandy? That's a really nice name. I like that.
I don't know who, but, you know, that's Handy Dandy. That's it.
I see. And you've taken over for your dad?
What?
You've taken over for your father?
No, I'm not actually. I'm gonna get my own job. You know, I have a bachelor's, gonna get my own job.
What'd you get a bachelor's in?
Why are you asking so many questions?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I was just making conversation.
Interested?
I didn't realize you were so educated. That's great.
Impressed.
Good for you.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I see.
Would you classify the Detroit Free Press as fake news?
You need to. I'm sorry.
Is this Free Press story about the Handy Dandy Party Store fake news?
Oh, okay. Why? I don't know why you're making a news out of it.
We didn't. The Detroit Free Press did.
You are fake news.
We're wondering about.
Yeah, they mentioned that there were some problems at the Handy Dandy Party Store with the lottery tickets, and it sounds like there weren't any problems. So
there wasn't. I don't know why. There probably some misguided you or whatnot, but there wasn't any.
Okay, so.
So I want to make it very clear, you know, because we do have lawyers too. You know,
okay.
That can deal with everything like that too.
But why do they make stuff up like that? I just think
I don't know. You got to talk to them because I don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't have any problem like that.
Do you think your dad could help us with the story a little bit?
That organization is closed.
I'm sorry?
I wish I had a father.
He's closed? Or is he talking to a customer?
Okay.
No, is your father, could he help us maybe weave through this thing somehow? Because there's so
could you
much
get your daddy on the phone?
He's not here. And he cannot be here because there's nothing about this at all.
Oh, he can't be there because there's nothing about this?
Yeah, there's nothing. That organization closed, you know. I have a customer in here, so hold on.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Yeah, there's a lot of big web of activity and stories, and I'm really kind of lost. But I guess you guys didn't do anything wrong. That's the bottom line. And you got a bachelor's.
And did you get your daddy on the phone?
Okay.
Did I do good, Daddy?
Let's see how long this lasts.
It's just ignoring Daddy.
Let's see how long this goes.
Trying to find the story so I can actually.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. So the bottom line is that you guys didn't do anything wrong.
No, we did not. We did not. How many times are I going to tell you this?
Well, I'm just
nothing like that. You know, we don't do anything like that. First of all, that we have a straight business. Second of all, and that organization, whoever it is, ran past. Was closed. We are the new owners. We didn't even know anything about that. So why are you making a big issue about it? Do you want me to call the lawyer and get it out?
I just wanted to alert you that one of the newspapers is apparently reporting some news that might be called fake news.
Yeah, that's what you need to go and find out who did that. Because there's only one handy party store in here. There is not like thousands.
Okay. Well, that's what I thought, and that's why I called, because they mentioned the Handy Dandy Party Store, and now it seems that they've done something that's inaccurate, and I just wanted you to tell. I wanted you to be able to tell your side of the story.
No, there's nothing. That's what I'm telling.
Okay.
I mean, what else you want? You know, there's nothing.
Well, I think they should issue a retraction.
Yeah, I mean, whoever it is, you know, you need to talk to them. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, well, I'll talk to them. It really has nothing to do with me. I don't know why I'm worried about it. But,
because if you want, you know, I mean, I do have a lawyer that can talk to you regarding that. Because he has, I mean, it will be more things on you guys because I don't know where are you finding this fake news and all that. There's nothing that we have to deal with it. There's a bunch of other party stores that exist in Battle Creek, and maybe one of those did it. And I don't know who that is. You need to find out and figure it out.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this, and I'm going to let you know what happened. Okay? When I find out who did this, I'll let you know. How's that?
Yeah, because none of our people did it in here. Okay. Nobody did it. Nobody does it in here.
Okay.
It's me and my father that works in here, and I'm telling you the truth.
I'm going to take your word for it, and I'm going to move on. I'm going to find out who did this, and I'm going to let you know.
Yeah, because I want to find out who did it and who actually is involved in this, because I'm telling you, I'm going to put a straight case on Detroit Free Press if that fake news comes out.
Okay.
Because I'm going to talk to my lawyer either way.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time and for straightening all this out.
Yes, you better do, because there's nothing like that in here. We are running fine. We are running fine right now.
I'm taking your word for it.
Yes, you are. Then that's fine.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You run a business with your son. You couldn't even find another grown man to go into business with.
No, he's got a bachelor's. I'm trying to find the original story. They're in a lot of trouble. They've been around
the world. They quoted the Michigan lottery.
Well, I know. That's why I was kind of surprised that they're selling lottery tickets there.
They're not supposed to.
He's got a bachelor's?
Where do they get the lottery tickets?
He's working there.
His dad's not allowed to.
I think he just happened to be in the store buying something, and the phone rang, and so he picked it up, and we just coincidentally got the son of the owner. Is that possible? Is it Free Press, Mark?
Yes, it was the Free Press.
That's what I thought. I'm actually angry myself now about all this fake news because I was led astray, and it's quite apparent that
they named the story
he knows
after
the real story.
I think they named the story after the Dylan song.
Possibly. He'll say, what are you
made of? He'll say, can you repeat what you say? What?
So what I'm looking at It's it a handy sold. Dandy party store. Yeah, it was sold after the license was revoked.
Oh.
So
But the name is the same name.
His dad doesn't have the license to sell it anymore, but it sounds like the store still has the license.
Yeah, it's
License was issued in October 2018 to new owners.
Complicated. just getting
you know how many kids need a relationship with their father?
You know, much like the economical problems that I have had as an adult, my father had the same problems. I guess I inherited them from him.
Okay, I'm going to quote the story that they had regarding Handy Dandy. The Michigan Lottery also revoked the license of Mr. Singh, that would be his dad, at Handy Dandy Party Store after he allegedly underpaid a player by $10 on a winning poker lotto ticket.
Ooh.
No additional details were available about the incident beyond the December 2017 revocation notice sent to Mr. Singh. The Handy Dandy Party Store was sold after the Michigan Lottery revoked its license. A new license was issued in October 2018 to the new owners, Deep Liquor LLC and Mandeep Kaur. The store has again begun selling lottery tickets.
You are fake news.
So
they had to change hands for them to get their license.
It's okay. So
I'm from the free press.
It's just
what's
kinda,
up my butt.
It was just, I thought, if nothing else, a huge coincidence that his son would answer the phone.
Works for the new company that has the license. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's really beautiful that they could keep some continuity going, you know, with the customer base.
I don't know if you know this, but he has a lawyer. So I think maybe they're smart in the legal sense in that the son owns the store now, and so he can sell them, so nothing really changes.
No, but he has another
great lawyer.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to perfectly sift through this one, but...
The main point is...
Seems like an awful lot of trouble over a $10 discount. Maybe it is fake news. So, okay, so... But the other one, Quick Mart, we're just not going to get them. Do you think they went out of business? Maybe.
Yeah, he said he was going out of business.
I mean, the one that wouldn't answer, the one that doo doo doo.
Yeah, he said he was going out of business. That was the whole.
Oh yeah, point. That's right. That's why he was crying.
Aww. Yeah.
Aww.
Well,
he was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
More importantly,
they never thought they were going to get caught. We caught him.
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
Oh boy. Okay, so a couple other things of interest. One, and I thought this documentary is fantastic. The Devil and Daniel Johnson.
Oh, watched it?
Yeah, I've
you
seen
finished
it.
Finished it?
I saw it a long time ago.
Ooh,
The Devil and Daniel Johnston. Daniel Johnston is.
I'm thinking of something else. Sorry. I was thinking of Pazuzu.
Pazuzu, yeah. A lot of people have been asking us to talk about.
They want us to watch Pazuzu. The devil you know, I think is that what it's called?
Yes, the devil.
The documentary on Viceland about the satanic.
Oh
cult,
yeah, is that which, when
spoiler
is that available?
Alert, his
well, it's out.
It's out. Can I get it on demand?
It's on Viceland. Yeah. Uh huh.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel Johnston was an artist.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, I thought his art was really cool. It's like the heads with the hollow head. It's got the hole in the top of the head. Mm-hmm. And there's some other characteristics of it that I would have thought that would have become a brand or something. It was so unique.
Didn't Cobain wear shirts?
Yeah,
with
Cobain
him?
Yeah. Wore his shirt at the MTV Awards, and then he wore it a few other places, and people were going, "What is that cool thing on your shirt?" And the next thing you know, people started knowing who Daniel Johnston was, and also that he had made thousands of cassettes of music of some pretty interesting songs. A lot of artsy types like Kurt Cobain liked the music. It was featured on MTV's Cutting Edge, and you know there was a career going sort of in an upward trajectory, and then this crazy thing happened. He was flying home from a gig on his dad's plane. He has some mental issues.
He's schizophrenic.
Pretty
bipolar.
Pretty severe.
He has duo personality.
Double personality.
Double, I'll get it.
He's flying home from a gig on his dad's plane, and Daniel Johnston had a psychotic episode, and you know, of all the damn things to happen, he pulls the keys out of the ignition of the plane and throws them out the window.
Oh, that's crazy.
So Dad, it was Dad's plane, too. Dad crash landed. The plane was total.
Way
they
to go.
They both survived the plane crash, though.
Wow.
I think there was a...
Did I do good, Daddy?
The only thing that came out of it was, I believe, there was a declaration of no more airplanes for you. No more plane rides for you.
Good call.
No more air for you. No more being in the air.
But definitely won't happen now.
The interesting thing was that he believed, in the psychotic episode, he believed he was Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh, well, that's fun.
And which I thought was because Casper. Now, wouldn't you think Casper would know that the father is not a ghost and would need the keys to keep the plane going? So I didn't understand that.
I had no idea planes had keys.
I know. Isn't that funny?
That's a good point. That's really dumb.
Keys?
I know. I do remember someone leaving the keys in the ignition and someone taking off in a plane. I forgot when that story was, but it just cracked me up. Which song is this, Brandon?
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's an autobiographical song. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. He was always polite to the people who tell him that he was nothing but a lazy bum, but goodbye to them, he had to go.
Sounds like Matt Farley stuff.
A bit. It does, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of his music was actually covered. You know, the songs that he wrote were covered by some pretty big artists. Beck, The Flaming Lips, Def Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, there was an album put out of, you know, versions of his songs by pretty big artists.
How about this piece of information? He refused to sign a multi-album deal with Elektra Records because...
He thought they were satanic, I think.
Metallica was on the label's roster and was convinced that they were of Satan and would hurt him.
Right. So he signed with Atlantic, and they dropped him because it was a commercial failure.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of which song. Let's see. Tell Me Now, Something's Last a Long Time, My Life is Starting Over Again. Oh, that was after a really rough manic phase. You want to try My Life is Starting Over Again? The lyrics are pretty simple, but...
And the reason you're bringing this up is because he just died.
He died, yeah. My life is starting over again, my friend. Say I'm back again. Sounds a little Buddy Holly-esque.
Yeah. My life is starting over again,
my fame is spreading across the land, now I've got me a band. My life is starting over again. Over again. I know that there's no place left to hide. I guess that. Hey, Violet Femmes.
Oh, great call.
The years of suffering and pain, there's no one to blame except myself. Over again.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Kind of conversational, some of the songs. They were different. You know what else he did? He did Unpack Your Adjectives from the Schoolhouse Rock that came out in 1996.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, you know, Unpack Your Adjectives, I think that's great advice if you want to be a descriptive speaker or writer.
Sure.
To always unpack your adjectives.
Did he cover it on the Schoolhouse Rock's album?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did it. He did the version.
This should be good quality.
Yeah, he had so many cassette versions that, you know, don't sound as good. Got camping last spring. Saw people, places, and things. Yeah! We barely had arrived. Friends asked us to describe the people, places, and every last thing. So we unpacked our adjectives. I unpacked frustrating first. Who else is celebrating the death of Daniel Johnston or the life of Daniel Johnston today? I want my due for that.
Give me his due. Well, it's all about you now.
Well,
I mean, he is dead, so
he was an interesting guy. But the devil in Daniel Johnston is if you like documentaries.
Yeah.
It's not your average music star documentary.
It's okay. That's what
he's
makes
a guy that was on the fringes. And honestly, I remember seeing in the documentary there was a gallery that sold his stuff, and I was really interested. And I think I even called him and asked him how hard it was to get.
I wanted you could something. Buy Prince.
Yeah, I think you can.
I want to get the shirt with the frog.
He's no longer with us. He died.
I would definitely like to get a Daniel Johnston print of some kind.
Yeah. God, they're really
Are you looking at him, Trudy?
So dense.
I like his art.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, really cool. I just feel like it seems like at some point something would have taken off out of all that cool stuff.
Oh, maybe he was his own worst enemy.
I like that one.
The eyes.
Cool. The hi, how are you one?
Hi, how are you?
That's the one Cobain was wearing.
Yeah. You can buy that shirt.
I have the same taste.
Those are cool.
I mean, yeah, it's really textured. It's pretty cool. Good stuff.
Sure, your analysis is so deep.
But this, I think.
Look at that.
Yeah, isn't that.
What is that?
I don't know. Like a guy has some.
What is it?
Like
what is
stuff that? Flying out of his head. I think Jim Carrey ripped him off a little bit. And his art is derivative of Daniel Johnston.
I definitely have seen art like this in other places, but I
think... Well, why don't you cry about it?
Yeah, and there's
saddlebags.
There's a hollow head, and all the fans have hollow heads. There's a guy playing rock and roll with a hollow head.
Yeah, cool.
All the fans look the same. It's really weird.
Trying to go to a Kraft macaroni and cheese ad.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
The new Kraft macaroni and cheese dish. Made with,
Well, we haven't gotten to Jeffrey Epstein today.
Oh, man.
How could we have a show without any Jeffrey Epstein information? No, I'm not going to let it happen.
Well, I think this is important stuff today.
Well, it's all important, I think, and it's all going to add up, I don't know to what.
So, something.
But first we'll mention that on WLLZ, we are on the Saturday and Sunday morning show, and our new hours are 7 to 9 a.m.
What?
Oh. I know. I just had this conversation yesterday, and I think that, Casey called, and I think he, didn't want me to feel
bad.
You
should have known my schedule. You should have checked for rescheduling.
He didn't want me to feel. He didn't want me to feel bad about it, but I definitely decided it was a demotion.
Well, it's one less hour.
Well, it's one less hour, and it's an hour earlier. And on Saturday morning, generally the audience grows as the morning goes on. So,
That's why he did it.
Well, apparently, who can explain these things? Apparently, we do better early
in
the 8 to 11.
A lot of go-getters out there.
Yeah. Yes, we appeal to the go-getters, or maybe we just weren't on long enough to completely appeal to our audience. One of our problems is no doubt that we have so many people who download the podcast and listen to it and don't really have a need to listen to us on Saturday and Sunday morning.
Yeah, but there were tons of people who would tell me that's how they know about the show.
Right. No, I definitely.
We're
and
not aware
and
of
many
the
of
podcast.
Them have come to the podcast and started downloading it, which gives them less need for us on Saturday and Sunday morning, unfortunately.
It's
but
kind of cool to roll out in your car and be like, oh, hey.
I agree. Casey said that of all the things that WLLZ does, he says, we get huge feedback over there. And he said, it's very good. And I believe him. Because they've asked us to do
you're
things.
Listening to the radio, which means you're either in a rental car or the community room in a nursing home. Up next, another song we've chosen for you.
I don't think they'd keep asking us to do a fill-in week in the morning or, consider
a whole week.
They want that.
No, a
whole
week.
Yikes.
Or maybe every week, but, we're beyond that now.
What?
Well, I don't think we want to do. I don't think being up in the morning is a great idea, personally. But maybe a week, maybe for
a whole week.
A special week? I don't know.
I like that idea. Would I still have to do middays?
No.
I
got a better idea.
After
no fucking way.
I think I win. I think let's see.
I'd love to do it. I think it sounds. I really do. Just to take calls.
I think
live
that'd be fun.
Stuff would be a blast.
What I really would like to do is.
You know how many times we'll hit the dump button? Oh my
well, God. That's the scary thing.
I would really like them to run maybe just a feature clip on Friday morning.
Yeah.
You know, to promote us for Saturday and Sunday. But so
maybe
far,
I can do that.
That hasn't happened. Run a clip.
Maybe I'm just not up with the times, but who listens to podcasts?
Oh, come on now.
I know, it's funny. There's still some people who are so dismissive of podcasts. Yeah. It kind of makes me chuckle. It used to bum me out, but I think podcasting's here to stay, everybody.
Oh, yeah, did you see The Office Girls? Angela Kinney and...
Yeah, and Pam.
Pam, Jenna Fisher.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this?
I don't know. Except for the fact that The Office is all of a sudden...
It.
Yeah, Netflix has amplified their audience, and now people...
Yeah.
It's like Golden Girls was
the Office
a long time ago, and now it's...
It's having kind of a renaissance.
It is.
Yeah.
You know what is blowing my mind that's having a renaissance now is Friends, because they're doing like
this 25-year anniversary.
So CNN has a promo that runs, and it's CNN special report. Friends at 25 years. Like, what? Which, first off, who cares? Does anybody really care?
I don't think it holds up as well as The Office by a long shot.
Getting my hair cut the other day, and they had it on the screen, and it was captioned. I'm reading it, which, you know, probably isn't fair to them, but it's just not funny. I don't find it funny.
It's you know, it's
what am I missing?
Snappy humor, you know, Chandler's such a wise ass. And Joey's so spacey.
Hilarious.
Funny.
I feel like you see it once, it's like King of Queens. You see one,
yeah,
you see them
kinda.
All.
I mean,
like Seinfeld, which was always different.
Did you like some
Friends,
wacky
Trudy?
Episodes.
I did like Friends.
Okay, I'm sorry. Take it all
that
back.
Before. No, don't worry about it. You can like what you like.
I might have to hold that against you, Trudy, that you like Friends.
It's time.
We all have our Achilles heel.
It was a good ensemble show, but they really surpassed it on The Office, and they took, you know, Ricky Gervais's model.
Yeah.
And turned that into kind of the next sort of iteration.
Hey, it was a monster
ensemble
show.
Yeah.
I started rewatching Extras, you know, Ricky's show.
Oh,
Extras.
Right.
Yeah, that Bowie was on.
Yeah, he was on this, that was the second episode. The first episode, I forgot that it had...
I was mad that it's going over.
It was the guy that was nude paddleboarding. I can't think of his name. With Katy Perry.
Oh, Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom.
And how did you forget?
I don't know, because it's not in my wheelhouse. But he's in the first episode, and it's just... God, that show's really
Orlando
funny.
Bloom is?
Yeah, and he...
Oh, is he nude?
It's all about how
he
hot he is.
He dong a lot?
Yeah, he's...
No, but it's all about how attractive he is.
Oh, yeah.
And the other girl's like, I don't definitely really find him that attractive, because she's an extra on a show that he's on.
Oh, God.
That's I don't know, that show's really
good.
You
like what you see.
It's good. Anything Ricky Gervais does. Actually.
Phenomenal, yeah.
Thank you, Brandon. Yes, the 2020 on the final days of Phil Hartman is going to be happening. This is the Friday show. It's going to be happening a week from today.
Yes.
And that's the show Andy Dick was telling us.
Breaks the silence.
Yeah, and he hasn't been exactly silent. There's been a few altercations and suggestions. But no, he hasn't really spoken fully on this. And he is, in to some people, considered integral to the story.
Yeah.
Not maybe in the best way, but maybe not as bad as some people wanted to. Yeah, he was really... Oh boy, Andy. Poor Andy. Oh, my God.
I'm worried about
him. It was tough.
I sent him a message.
I'm worried about him, too.
Did he respond?
He did not. I pretty much told him, hey, thanks for the cameo. And I let him know that we were kind of worried about his behavior and how down he was.
Okay.
And if we wanted to talk next week about maybe this special, we can completely nix all of the New Orleans stuff. And then I sent him a picture of my butthole, maybe.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Nice. Doing what your butthole does best.
I wondered what you were doing in there.
Yeah.
No, Andy unfortunately, when you don't hear from him, that's when you worry about him, because he loves coming on.
His Mags cameo, though, I don't know.
That was very sad.
It was disconcerting.
I'm worried about
him. He kept saying, I wish it would have been me instead of Mags, and he was visually crying. You could see it.
And he's by himself.
And he was alone, right. When he's alone, he gets...
Bad things happen.
Yeah, upset. But you want to roll this trailer?
Yes. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
This is very sad.
Oh, this story's incredible.
May 28th, 1998. Bryn Hartman gets her hand on a Smith & Wesson gun. Phil is lying with his legs crossed on the bed. Bryn fires three shots into him and kills him.
God damn.
and then she puts the gun to her lips and she pulls the trigger.
What?
What?
I could, what?
You couldn't even understand it.
In Los Angeles today, the actor and comedian Phil Hartman was shot to death in his own home.
The bodies of Phil Hartman and his wife have now been loaded into a coroner's van.
I have to stop. There's never going to be anybody that can fill his shoes.
I think in my old age, I've come to realize just how precious everything is and that anything can happen in this world.
The word genius gets tossed around a lot, but Phil Hartman was a total comic genius.
What would you do?
Phil meets this blonde, statuesque woman named Bryn Amdahl.
This is somebody who could be a movie star. She was flawless.
She's a small town girl from Minnesota, and she came to Hollywood like a lot of people do.
It becomes very intense, very fast.
Phil Hartman finally gets to audition for SNL.
He's become a bona fide star.
Happy birthday, dear Sean.
When I watched the old home videos of Bryn and Phil, it really brought home what loving parents they were.
Bryn was a sweet, sweet, awesome mother, and she was a beautiful soul.
Funny man, Phil Hartman has the world on a string.
But things are rocky at home.
Phil was getting a lot of attention, and she wasn't getting any attention.
Bryn, my wife's Bryn.
I know she did start using cocaine.
I never hid this. I'm at a Christmas party at Phil's house with Bryn and one of her friends, and they both say, Andy, do you have any coke? And I went, yeah, I do. I didn't even know she had a problem at all in the first place. Didn't know.
Phil mentioned more than once that Bryn would physically attack him.
He said, yeah, she throws things at me, she slaps me. I said, she doesn't have a gun, does she?
No.
I think it was his ex-wife.
No.
When we go through the door, we find a man laying on the bed. He has a bullet hole through his forehead. There's a woman lying next to him, and she also has a gunshot wound.
Try to value the many blessings that have been bestowed upon him. There's also this sense of vulnerability if fortune took a turn for the worse.
The Last Days of Phil Hartman, Thursday, September 19th at 9/8 Central on ABC.
Wow.
That sucks.
Boy, that book was really something. It wasn't about the last days. It was just about Phil in general.
And then the thing about him was that he didn't write many things. Remember that? It was in the book?
No, he wanted to... he was disappointed that he never had a character of his own. He was
true.
He was a great mimic.
What about the caveman lawyer?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, he had skits. But he didn't have the thing that caught on, like Church Lady or The Liar.
Yeah, but
Penelope.
So much more versatile, I thought.
I'm just a cave.
Penelope, you know the character.
It's really funny. Yeah, Kristen Wiig.
She was fun. I love that character. Really good,
yeah, she was a bragger, right? Yeah. She had to top everybody.
Yeah.
Or Gilly.
But he always played a really great straight man, like in the Farley one. The Foley.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, he plays the dad and stuff like that.
His
Clinton was fantastic. Yeah.
He did write Pee-wee's Big Adventure. He was one of the writers.
And he got cheated.
Yeah.
He was angry with Paul Reubens because Paul Reubens did not pony up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Credit or money.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Also,
Troy McClure.
Phil did many album covers for huge bands in the early 70s as a graphic designer. And he was brilliant. And he could have done that and been successful forevermore, but he was in the Groundlings, and you know, he kept his foot in comedy and trying to go somewhere with that. And Saturday Night Live, he was an older guy when he got on Saturday Night Live. He was in his late 30s, I think. I mean, for the show anyway.
Yeah,
there he's doing Sinatra.
Don't forget all the
can't understand a word.
Don't forget all the Simpson characters.
No, he's amazing.
Lionel Hutz.
Yeah, I think it was Zap Brannigan on the Futurama.
He had very difficult marriages. He had three marriages. And Phil was a guy that liked to do what he liked to do, and he liked his cars, and he liked his boat. And I think a lot of times his wives felt that they were a little secondary sometimes, or he didn't put in some very basic efforts that they wanted him to. It was a lot of it was,
Oh, his Reagan. Remember his Reagan?
Everything he did was fantastic. But the worst marriage to me was by far the last one, not just because she killed him. That certainly sucked.
Thank you.
And that certainly puts her on top of the list of bad marriages for Phil Hartman. But she was jealous of him.
Yeah.
She wanted to be famous. She wanted to be a star. And what sucks about her, you know, attacking him and going after him and killing him eventually was that he embarrassed himself many times pushing her projects. Yeah. And people said, oh, my God, does he really think this is worthy? I mean, she was not beautiful. Terribly talented.
She's hot.
She was hot. But that was it. There was nothing. She was not an outstanding writer. He tried to. He desperately tried to make her career move forward. And he, for all his many powers and skills and contacts, he couldn't do it. And
I agree with my wife.
She was angry about that. And I think she suggested that he didn't try hard enough at times.
God.
I know. It's just an awful, awful story.
I was laughing at many of Andy's hair styles.
I know. You know, it's funny. I find Andy in so many places that I forget about because he's done so many little roles. You could almost do the Kevin Bacon game with Andy Dick. Yeah. But I forget about News Radio and how big that show was and how many great people are on that show.
Yeah, Dave Foley, Rogan, Stephen Root.
And also to think that it went on after Phil died?
Yeah, with Lovitz.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, wasn't only 1 year, though.
Yeah, I think it was a year at the most, or two.
Bummer.
But yeah, they don't look at Andy.
Well, that'd be good viewing, though.
Andy.
I know, it's one
Who
of those...
would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
He's the best.
You don't scare me. I got chunks of guys like you in my stool.
Yeah, that skit with Sinead O'Connor and Billy Idol. Sting as Billy
Forget
Idol.
That. Put a bag over it and do your business.
Wasn't Sting playing Billy Idol in that?
Yeah.
Boo hoo. You had me and then you lost me.
Plus, he was. Do you remember the.
We just play that?
If we can find it.
Boo hoo.
Plus, he was Lyle Landley, the monorail guy in the most famous Simpsons episode ever, Marge versus the Monorail. Do you remember that episode?
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
He just did so many voices. He did them so well. Troy McClure. And on and on. Oh, there we go. Chris Rock is in this.
This isn't it.
That's not it?
No, somebody else like uploaded it and then put his own shit in it.
Dick.
What? What?
It's one of those fake
ones.
Do it
all the time.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, to suck you in. So now
people get in trouble for that.
That's why it has 10 times the down votes than it does thumbs up.
And then all of a sudden.
They got the records with the labels now.
It's him doing Sinatra. Cool, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, I almost want to see what happens. What
he does a bad Sinatra impersonation? I can tell you that's what happens.
Well, let's see it.
Oh boy. Man, I swear, man, I don't have talent, man. I don't have none, man. This is all I've got.
Round noses. Look at you. You're just swimming in my wake. Issue number 3 is bald chick. What's with her head?
She's doing Phil's lines.
Let's start with the chick. Wow. What gives, Cubo? I'm looking at you, I'm thinking, 14 in the side pocket.
Oh, my God.
Lord.
Hey, boy, funny.
I can't believe you're talking about my hair with all the bloody starvation and the suffering in the world.
Swing, baby, you're platinum.
Ugh.
Wow, if you're going to put your stuff out there, why don't you get better at editing?
Is that guy who is doing that? How many whacks on that?
11,600.
Oh, my God.
SNL keeps a lot of their stuff off of YouTube. They do a pretty good job doing that.
They really do. All right.
Well, not only the Epstein stuff,
Trudy
but
so tired.
I can't. I mean, I know we're really late, but I cannot believe we've done.
I caught your wiggy tiredness.
I know. I understand. Believe me.
There's the most important story of the day, the one I just gave you.
Yeah. Okay. We never got to Epstein, so let's just breeze through Epstein. Okay, the president of MIT, I believe it's the president of MIT, said that, yes, we did cover up for Jeffrey Epstein. And, in fact, I wrote him a thank you note for his donation.
Oh, so he's they're just getting it all out now.
I guess so. Yeah. Why not? As embarrassing as it is. And then Les Wexner?
Yeah, he finally broke his silence a couple days ago.
Well, being taken advantage of by someone who was so sick, so cunning, so depraved is something that I'm embarrassed that I was even close to. But that is in the past, Les Wexner told investors
because
in his opening remarks.
Because he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last month, 82-year-old Wexner said that Epstein had misappropriated more than $46 million of his personal funds when he managed Wexner's fortune dating back to the 80s. Well, interesting that even though he misappropriated $46 million of his that he continued to supply him with hot young models to audition for. Why?
Secret. Yeah.
Why?
Interesting.
Why? Jeffrey Epstein, did he have some talent role within Victoria's Secret? No.
It seems like there's an imbalance there. Models versus 46, what did you say, million?
Million.
Doesn't seem like that'd be.
More than a decade ago, I severed relationships with a personal financial advisor, he said without naming Epstein. At some point in your life, we're all betrayed by friends, and if we haven't, we're really fortunate to have lived a perfectly sheltered life, he added. Everyone has to feel enormous regret from the advantage that was taken of so many young women. That's just unexplainable, abhorrent behavior, and clearly something we all would condemn. Even though he allegedly set up these auditions with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. He's at a investors conference meeting. So
all I hear coming out of your mouth is blah 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 blah.
It's an investor.
I don't know what the hell you're saying. Just shut up.
If he talks to Julie K. Brown and comes off as successfully, I'd be very intrigued.
Great point.
And
his answer to that is,
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
An air traffic controller reported seeing Jeffrey Epstein get off his private plane in 2018 with girls who looked to be 11 and 12 years old.
Nice.
A new cache of documents released by the U.S. Marshals Service has revealed. Investigators also told investigators that she saw this a woman, Epstein, on a separate occasion with a girl who looked to be between 16 and 18. Marshall Service conducted the interview on July 10, 4 days after he was arrested on sex trafficking charges as part of a probe as to whether he'd violated his status as a sex offender. Oh, gee, I wonder. By failing to disclose overseas travel. Under 2016 federal law known as International Megan's Law, registered sex offenders are required to report planned international travel to the authorities at least 21 days before they're to leave the U.S.
Yeah, but you can't do that if you're taking 12-year-olds with you. Cramps your style.
Yeah.
Epstein informed authorities in the Virgin Islands of a March trip to Paris just 4 days before departing. According to the Marshal Service records, he didn't list any other destinations on his disclosure form, but a public flight tracking website located his plane in Vienna, Austria on March 22 and Monaco on March 27. Following his death, Marshal Service filed a report noting Epstein had died. As such, the search warrant for his phone was canceled. The MLAT request for all countries was canceled. All investigative activities were canceled. The case is now closed.
Hmm.
And that's got to be good for someone.
Yeah.
Jared Fogle. Jared Fogle. He of the high Q rating, as he bragged to us when he came and visited with us.
Everyone knows who he is. The guy from Subway. I'm sure Subway loves it. He's still associated with them.
How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing great. Trudy.
Loves
he's in jail
loves
for,
it.
For child porn.
Has he kept that weight off, though?
No, remember, didn't we hear
he
that
he walked around prison with a giant pair of pants?
Yeah, he shows all the other inmates. Didn't we hear that he was spending all his money on, like, honey buns? All his commissionary money?
It's still looking good.
There he is.
He leads the way. His name is Jared. He leads it to Subway.
Is this the Bones version?
I'm not the only one who loves Subway.
I'm Art Becky from Iron Mountain, Michigan. When I saw what eating Subway
one take bones.
Sandwich is an exercise did for Jared, I decided to give it a try. See for yourself. I've lost 110 pounds. Now my friends call me Bones.
Subway. Eat fresh.
We never got an answer to why Bones was wildly off mic. He's wildly off mic. First of all, how is Bones so big that he only does one take and he's a mile off microphone?
Because he nailed it. He was a nice
guy.
Well,
eating sub sandwiches was a big part of it. But the way that I lost so much weight was that I got AIDS. Ray for AIDS!
That episode was the best.
The 42-year-old convicted predator shocked a female pen pal by sending her a crude tracing of his erect penis. Oh, a tracing. with several strands of his pubic hair.
Fogle.
Fogle, who is serving 15 years in the federal correctional institution in Englewood, Colorado, wrote, "Hope you like them."
I guarantee you he made it way bigger.
Wait, is that a tracing? Like when you put your paper over something texture?
Yeah, and you can
And you use a pencil to like go over it.
That's interesting, Trudy. Think about doing it that way.
Well, you can also trace well outside by angling the pencil. You could make the penis appear
way thicker.
Yes,
I doubt he was pushing it down on the paper so it doesn't move.
Like around your hand.
Fogle serving 15 years.
That's a tracing.
The sex-hungry maniac then encouraged the woman to violate prison rules by responding in kind. Maybe you could put a trace of vagina.
Maybe she could stamp it like that girl did when she came in studio.
Oh, my God.
The one that was on Springer.
With the paint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember she painted with her vagina when she really was just stamping it?
I wasn't a fan. Maybe you could put a few of your pubic hairs in a letter to me, he suggested. Exclamation point, too. Fogle also made a creepy plea for risque pictures and wrote that the images would give him kinky thrills. Lecherous letter comes more than a year after a radar investigation revealed the former fat man broke broke rules by using the prison's email system in an attempt to lure women into sex chats. Jared is emailing my friend and God knows how many other women and girls, a Missouri woman speaking on condition of anonymity, previously told the source. I think it's gross they would allow child molesters access to the internet. Prison should be monitoring. What the hell is that?
Obviously. It's so obvious.
God.
But he's not. Is he supposed to get out any time?
I don't think he's
going to
get out anytime soon, is he?
I think he's been in there for, four or five years?
Yeah.
Because he's not reformed in any way.
No.
He's sending his pubes to people.
You know, I swear, it's just so maddening.
Should get more time for that.
Sending pubes? Yeah. Yes. No more pubes for you.
No pubes.
There were two stories I wanted to mention. We talked about the guy who put a beat down on this woman, and there's video of it that they ran on the news last night and yesterday on Channel 7, I believe.
Are you surprised that they keep showing that video?
Yes, I am. And
it's a horrendous video.
And his defense is that he was on steroids, which, by the way, means he's twice as strong when he beat her up, and also he's twice as out of control. And anyone who knows anything about steroids knows those things. It's not a defense. No. He kicked her over 100 times, punched her over 50 times, stabbed her 25 times, and in the video,
steroids make you stab people.
What's that?
Steroids make you stab people?
I guess so. You see him with a chair, and he is slamming the chair on this girl who he has already punched or kicked 150 times and stabbed 25 times. And, I mean, just wham, wham, wham. I guess he is facing life.
Good.
Because it's a miracle that she's not dead.
How is she doing? Do we know that?
I don't know. But, you know, it always makes me mad that,
from a story.
You know, somebody shoots someone in the head, and to me that's, you know what, no more freedom for you.
Yeah.
No more freedom for you. But what do you know? He's a bad shot, and the person happened to live with some brain damage, so we'll give you 20 years. Because it's attempted murder. Because you're a bad shot. Then we have the... This 29-year-old woman who was on the way to the mosque. She was going to pick her mother up to go to the mosque in Dearborn at 9:45, and she was attacked by a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 17-year-old. Nice. They shot her.
Why?
Because they wanted to steal. It was an armed robbery. She had just gotten in her car. And the part that just made
me... So it has nothing to do with going to the mosque, really.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, for the
they were on a crime spree. They had they had robbed some other people.
At 14?
14, 13, and 17. They were from Detroit. And the incredible thing was that they had a virtual scroll for, you know, a rap sheet. And, in fact, the 14-year-old had beaten his mother up. He was kind of a serial shoplifter type. And he had set a woman's hair on fire. And then he was involved in another assault for which he was put on a tether. And, in fact, he had the tether on when this woman was killed. this 14-year-old.
God.
So, you know, just waiting for...
Wait, you're on a tether. You're not supposed to be outside of your house, right?
I've just had it with... I'm sick of hearing about people being on tethers. It means nothing because they cut them off or they go somewhere and somebody doesn't notice. And honestly, this... You know, all these laws that we're reforming about people sentenced as adults, yeah. You know, like California went through that horrible, horrible guy who was 17 and he had to be resentenced twice. And I think he got away with not getting life because they had to resentence him a second time because they said, oh, yeah, all those juvenile cases, we have to be resentenced and blah, blah, blah. And it reminded me of the guy I was talking about yesterday who at 14 murders his adoptive parents, yeah, and his adoptive brother. Yeah. And
the guy from Iowa County, Wisconsin.
Yeah, gets out 3.5 years later and just starts stalking women crazily. Cool, right? And
is out again, right?
Yeah, he's out now.
He's out now. Yeah. Stalking someone.
And, you know, he's raising hell with somebody. But anyway, Layla's going crazy.
I was just looking at the picture.
I don't know who's going crazy, or Trudy or Layla.
Oh, one more story. Did you see the great scholarship that was offered in the colleges? You didn't see the great scholarship that was offered?
His kids getting better for that little boy who was bullied because of his homemade UT shirt on School Spirit Day.
You know
this
story?
No.
It's the homemade University of Tennessee
shirt
made by a fourth grader.
Yeah. No,
notice
update.
The UT logo. It's drawn by hand. Some mean girls at the school bullied and mocked the kid, but now the tables have turned. We are thrilled to offer him a spot in the class of 2032 and a four-year scholarship. The university just
announced.
For being
bullied?
Yep, a full scholarship. Not only that, the university is embracing the design.
What's this, so 40,000 people can bully him instead of 1,000?
I mean, honestly, he got a scholarship because he was bullied.
Was he really bullied that badly? Because it seemed like something
there were some
that you
mean
would make
girls.
Fun of they and you might rag on him for. But
they said there were some mean girls that laughed at him.
Yeah, because he taped a piece of paper to his shirt.
I mean, like a one-time bullying like
you
that.
Hit the outro, Brandon?
Isn't it?
Shut down the whole thing.
Not as bad
hotline,
as like repeated bullying over and over and over that happens
way too
often. Look
at that Michigan shirt, though.
I know. Just see, someone's been bullied in our...
Some loser.
In our
wow.
studio here.
That
that cool homemade shirt.
That shirt is so silly. I don't think Michigan's even going to make a thing out of it.
What?
I can't see it happening.
I want to sell it.
Oh yeah, in the merch shop.
Transformative use of the logo.
Can we do that in the merch shop?
We'd have to get permission.
Have a
from the mighty Jim Harbaugh.
No, our own logo.
He's not in charge of the logo.
If you said no, it's over.
Why don't we just draw our own logo?
Our own logo.
Let's see. Weekend. Oh, I saw the Lions. They have some event before the first home game of the year, which was the day after the, you know, blowing an 18-point lead. It was some slow roll bike riding thing.
Oh, that's a big thing, the Detroit.
Oh, my God.
I still was kind of surprised that anybody would go after that game Sunday. Wow, it was so horrible.
I think it's more about the slow roll than it is about the Lions being. The Lions probably attached themselves to it to help them.
Well, hopefully they get on track. Who are they playing? I don't even
know. Oh, the Rams.
Rams, okay.
So that'll be great.
And
I'm sorry. They play the Chargers.
Chargers?
Okay. The other L.A. team.
Spartans in Arizona State. That's in East Lansing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they lost out there last year.
We had our Wheels tailgate party at Vivian's.
Wow. Hey!
Sunday before the game.
Are you there?
No.
No. Is Doug Podell there?
I don't know. He's everywhere, isn't he?
He is everywhere.
Always.
Well,
that guy's
God
overworked.
Bless.
He needs less hours, man.
I hope your tailgate party is a blowout. And listen to us 7 to 9 new hours on WLZ, the new improved Drew and Mike WLZ Saturday and Sunday morning show. And have a great weekend, everybody.
Dweller H.
An unrehearsed discussion of current issues in the recording industry with panelists Sinead O'Connor, Billy Idol, Two Live Crew star Luther Campbell, and Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. And now, here's the moderator, Frank Sinatra.
Issue number one, censorship. They got the records with the labels now. People getting arrested. What the hell's going on? Sign Aid O'Connor.
Well, I think it's a bloody shame that freedom of expression is suppressed in this country.
Yap, yap, yap. Billy Idol.
Well, I think they're a bunch of tight arse old farts.
Get a haircut, Luther Campbell.
Well, man, I had my runs with censorship all year.
Can't understand the word.
I said I was censored all year.
You don't know what censored is, Junior. Censored is getting dropped by Columbia because Mitch Miller doesn't like the way your career is going. It's having million-dollar pipes and nowhere to play them. Am I right, Stephen Eady?
Yes, you are, Frank.
Absolutely, Frank.
You bet I am. Next issue, this crap with MTV, with the nudity and all. What is this crap? Sinbad O'Connor.
Well, I think it's bloody awful, but it's typical of entertainment in a male-dominated society.
Boo-hoo. You had me and then you lost me. Billy Idol.
Well, I think it's great.
Shut up. Luther Campbell.
Well, that's my bread and butter, man.
Once more around, pal. It's all pops and buzzes from here.
I said that's my bread and butter, man.
No, you're wrong, schoolboy. You don't need to work blue. You'll never play the big rooms with that crap. Ask Red Fox. You don't need the blue stuff, kid. You got talent.
But I don't have any talent.
You got it, kid. Now, you listen to me. You got a Ben Vereen quality. I can't put my finger on it. Take the high road, baby.
Oh, man, I swear, man, I don't have talent, man. I don't have any none, man. This is all I got, man. Tell him, man. Tell him.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's not talented.
No, Bob Goulet. That's not talented. You got talent. You got a Dionne Warwick Falana kind of a thing going. Stephen Eady?
Oh, you're right, Frank.
Absolutely, he's great.
Of course he is, you brown noses. Look at you, you're just swimming in my wake. Issue number three, the bald chick. What's with her head? Let's start with a chick. What gives, cue ball? I'm looking at you, I'm thinking 14 in the side pocket.
You know, I can't believe you're talking about my hair with all the bloody starvation and the suffering in the world right now.
Come on, swing, baby, you're platinum. Billy Idol.
You all think she's really quite attractive, actually.
Check his papers. Luther Campbell.
You wash it, mate.
Easy, baby. And what's with that sneering crap? Don't do that to the people. They want to like you. That's what killed Dennis Day. Contempt for the audience. All right, what about the chick's head, Luther?
Well, be honest, man, I don't care about the head. I like the butt.
I hear you, baby, loud and clear. Forget the head. Put a bag over it and do your business. Well, am I right, Stephen Eady?
You bet, Frank.
You know it, Chairman.
You were a little slow that time.
Sorry,
Frank.
Sorry, buddy.
Forget it, you're all right. You can pick up a check once in a while.
Hey, that's not fair.
Shut up. Issue number four, Millie Vanilli. What is this faggot crap? Uncle Fester.
I don't understand the question.
I'll tell you what you better understand. Next time you see Old Glory riding up that pole, you better sing that anthem, darling. You're lucky you're a chick, or you'd be nothing but a stain on the road and a crew cut. Our founding fathers went to the mat for you, baby.
It's not my flag. I'm Irish.
Oh, yeah? Well, then stay off of this stuff. That's the curse of you people. Billy Idol.
Yeah, I forgot the question.
I'll give you the question. What's with this devil stuff? The black mass and the whole 666 coffins thing. Hey, don't think the big man upstairs ain't keeping score, baby. He put you in the penthouse. He can kick you down to the gutter with these two.
Hey, come on.
Shut up, you waste of space. Just be glad you get to hang with me.
You're right, Frank.
Sorry, Frank.
Well, it's your choice. You can open for me at the Meadowlands or headline at the TikTok Inn. Okay, Luther.
First, I think Millie Vanilli got what they deserve.
Can't understand a word. Okay, next issue. Rita Hayworth or Ava Gardner? Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
I think you're a bloody stupid old fart.
You're all talk, Blondie. You want a piece of me, I'm right here.
Don't provoke me, old man.
You don't scare me. I got chunks of guys like you in my stool.
All right. I'll rip your bloody head off.
Steve, go kick his ass.
What?
You heard me.
Do it, Steve.
Well, okay.
You got it.
Next week, the Grammy Awards. Where's Vicky Carr's album? Bye-bye. Cover your face, Steve.
Let's make it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy.